There is a pasuk in Parshas, the Alam Tzukim, the pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloischa, where Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed to make chatzotzus. And then we are told, V'chisavoy mochamah bi'artzuchem al atzaret zareuschem, and the enemy comes to attack us, V'ariyosem chatzotzus v'niskartem. We should blow chatzotzus, and this is a form of tefillah, v'niskartem v'nei Hashem Elokechem, v'nishaitem me'arebechem. Then there's a din of Yamsim. Next pasuk, Yamsim Chas Madech Rosh Hashanechem. This kaitem achad soitzus halal lasech malsiv chisham lechem. Oy lochem the zikaron. Also the zikaron. We should be remembered by our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's on a happy occasion. Yes. So the first pasuk goes v'chisavoy mochamah bi'atzchem. If the enemy attacks the Jewish people, we have to have kios chad soitzus. What if the Jewish people go to attack the enemy? By Mohammed Midyan, so that's not so clear. Is there a din? It says when they had Mohammed Midyan, Chatzotzu Hatrua Biyodo, he took the Chatzotzu, so the Avnei Nezer discusses that. In the Chuvas, was there really a din? Pasuk talks about when the enemy comes to attack us, when we are attacking, when we initiate the war against the enemy, is that that was Nakomnik Masashem Midyan? It wasn't even it wasn't to defend them either. It was Nekamdik Mas Hashem and Midyan. So that's a shayla whether you need Tkiyas Chatzotzes. Yom Simchas Ma'adechem also is Kaitam Chatzotzes. It's a form of Simcha. And Voy Lachem Lizikaron, Lefnei Alkechem, is also for the purpose of being remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yalav Yavid, the Tefillah of Yalav Yavid, is based on this Pasuk on Rosh HaHadoshim. And on Yamim Tovim, when you blow chatzotzus, the purpose is oylachem lezikaron. So we don't have the chatzotzus anymore. We use them, it's only chatzotzus in the Mikdosh. I think the Magid Mishnah says like that. Only chatzotzus. Although the sech malziv chesham nechem in conjunction with the hakravos hakarbonos. We don't have the base on Mikdosh, and we're not blowing in conjunction with the hakravos hakarbonos. But we say yalla v'yavai. Yeah, the Pashto says that on a Shabbos you don't say Yalav Yavai, just on a Yontav. The phrase of Yasim Chaschem refers to Shabbos, but in the Mishnayos it doesn't. Mishnayos and Erchem doesn't seem so. It seems that it only goes on Yamim Tovim. What is Simchaschem is unclear. I think the Netziv says when the army wins a battle, that's Yasim Chaschem. But it doesn't go. The Mishnayos don't seem to hold that it goes on Shabbos. On Shabbos you don't say Yalav Yavai. And there's no din of tkiyas chatzotzus. So the Rambam quotes this in the beginning of Hilchos Taanis, that the mitzvah says a lizikol haria. How does he start? This is one of the tariyak mitzvahs in the Torah. Mitzvah says a achasu litzoik lefnei Hashem b'chalei tzor gedoylo shaloi tovo ala tzibur. Mitzvah says how the Rambam starts off Perek Aleph Lachad Hilchos Taanis. Mitzvah says him in HaTorah, Liza Kolo Haria means to blow Chatzotzus and to daven in conjunction with the Tkiyas Chatzotzus. Al Chatzara Shaloi Tov Al Atzipa Shenema Al Atzara Tzari Eschem. And Dovez Amidarki HaTshuva and then Midirabbanon you fast also. That's the whole idea of Taneisim is Midirabbanon. Medivrei Soifrim has halacha dala. Medivrei Soifrim the hisanis al kol tzorah shalei tov al tzibur, achi rachma min hashemayim. The whole purpose of the tiny tzibur is that the people should be in the tzorah to tshuva. Rabbi Soloveitchik said that on one occasion the Chafetz Chaim was considering making a geuzer zayin tiny tzibur, and he consulted with Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. So he thought that it did make sense, that he didn't think that the it was ripe that the tzibur was ready to do tshuvas hatzibur. The Minchas Aluz also has such a tshuva. He didn't live to the Second World War, he lived to the First World War. Also in the First World War, he discusses the suggestion that was made, maybe they should be going to tiny tzibur. So he says in his tshuva, he doesn't see anybody prepared to do tshuva. That's where he writes his sharp statement. He says the Zionists are the biggest Balei Avera. They're not planning to do any tshuva. They're not going to do any tshuva. And the Mizrahi is worse than the second Zionists because they made it into a mitzvah, the biggest Avera. The Zionism is the biggest Avera. And the Agud is worse than the Mizrahi because they say that the anti-establishing, anti-Zionism, and they're really behind the scenes, they're supporting Zionism. We don't have to do tshuva. We never did any Averas. So a strange, difficult shuva. But the principle that he writes, that's where Reb Chaim said the same thing. You only go as a tiny sibur if you think that sibur is in the mood to do tshuva, if it's shaykh to bring to tshuva. If they're not in the mood to do any tshuva, so you don't go as a tainus. The four tanesim appear in Zechariah after the during the Golden Bubble, the people accepted on themselves as a minig to fast the Tomer Aviv, Tomer Chamisha, Tomer Shviv, Tomer Asiri. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Tomer Aviv is Nisan Yasim and Tamas, that Shivasa and Tamas. Tomer Chamisha is Tisha B'Av, Tomer Shviv is Tzom Gedalia and so on. And Shivasa and Asar B'Tavis is Tomer Asiri. So they when they rebuilt the second, all of the Tanaism had to do with the Churban Bais Rishon at that time. And when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, they sent the Shaila to the Nevi'im and the Beis HaMikdash, so they still continued to fast the four Tanaism. And then the Navi gave an obscure answer, it's very unclear. So it would appear that until they asked the Shaila, so it was just Mitam Minig, it was binding Mitam Minig. A minig is binding mitam nedim and the rabbanon. That's how the Gemara says in the Dorm, and Daf Tezvav. Minig is binding mitam nedim and the rabbanon. There's a nedah hayochid and there's a nedah hatzibur. So there's a minig hayochid, there's a minig hatzibur. So they had this minig to fast on the Dalet Tanes. Then they asked the Shaila, so we still should we still continue to fast now that we built the Beis Hamikdash? So it's unclear in the Navi. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains. Nisugim Megillas Tainis, the Gemara explains that when you have Xeris Amalchus, then you mechuyev Medivri Kabbalah to fast. And when you have peace, but there's no Beis Hamikdash, so then it's Rosh Misan and Ratzayim Misan. Sometimes you're not allowed to fast, sometimes you have to celebrate. So that some Rishonim seem to say on the Gemara, when you have a Medina, when you have a Jewish Medina, then you're not allowed to fast. That's what some of the Rabbanim point out in Eretz Yisrael now. That some of the Rishonim sound like they say like that. Once you have your own Jewish Medina in Eretz Yisrael, so then maybe you're not allowed to fast. Even though we assume, Kol Zman, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We assume it's still Ratzon Misanim, Ratzon Misanim. So the Ramban is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Agra quotes the Ramban from Toras Adam. That when the Tanaisim were really Medivri Kabbalah, when you have a Shas HaGzeiras HaMalchus during the First World War, then the Nazis were killing the Jews. Second World War, when you have a real Gzeira against the Jewish people, people are really Tzoras HaRabim, then you have to face Medivri Kabbalah. Then the Ramban says it would be Leila Kiyomo, it would be 24 hour Tonis, and it would be Olach HaMisha Inuim. But because today it's really Ratzon Misan and Ratzon Misan, just Kvash Avyu Alay Chayva, that's the lotion that the Rishonim quote from the Halachas Gedolos. So since it's only Kvash Avyu Alay Chayva, Bnei Yisrael were mekabel it, so we were only mekabel to the extent of Achilu Shtia, and only by Yom and not by Laila. But Taka during big Shas Gzeres against the Jewish people, pogroms and so on, then according to that Ramban, Yimuchiv Medina to fast. It's Takalela Kiyomo. What exactly does it mean? Kasha Avyu Alay Chayva. So that's a machlokes to Mechaber the Ramo. They're quoting different Rishonim. So the Mechaber writes that the Minig in many Sephardish Kehilas is that just like the Shabbos before Bahab, there was a Minig that the Rishonim introduced that they would fast Sheni V'Chamisha B'Sheni following Sukkot and following Pesach because it's a whole week of celebration. So they were afraid, like Eov, that maybe the children sinned. Maybe they were eating and drinking and making merry. Maybe they sinned. Shavuos is only one day, 2 days, so it isn't too much time to sin. But Pesach and Sukkot is a whole week long. So that's why the Baal HaTos has introduced this fast based on the story in Sefer Iyov. Maybe the Jewish people sinned on the long Yontif. So you fast Sheni Machamisha B'Sheni. So in the shuls, they would announce, they would say Misha Berach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give a blessing to all of those who will accept upon themselves the fast Sheni V'Chamisha B'Sheni after Pesach and after Sukkot. Everybody in Shul says Amen. So those people who plan to fast, they say Amen. Amen is like Kabbalah Satinus. They're accepting upon themselves. Those who do not plan to fast, they say Amen, a blessing on the head of the people who do plan to fast. Let them be blessed. So the Mechaber writes, that the minig by many Svarish Achilles is that the Shabbos before Tzom Gedalia, in other words, last Shabbos, Parshas Nitzavim, and the Shabbos before Shavasa B'Tamas and Asara B'Tevis, they make this Hachroz and Shul, and everybody should say Amen and have in mind, except for the people who are not healthy, they're not up to it. Everyone should have in mind to be Mekabel Tainus. That's what it means, Kvar Shav Yu Alay Chayva. Meaning is that we're Mekabel the Tainus. And the Ramah disagrees. He says, no. The Mechaber just says that Yom Kippur, you don't have to be Mekabel. And Tisha B'Av, you're not to be Mekabel. It doesn't depend on Ratzim Mesanim, Ratzim Mesanim. And Tainus Esther also, you don't have to be Mesabel. Tainus Esther is unrelated to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, nothing to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a Tainus Shel Simcha. But and the Ramah disagrees with the whole thing. He says, by the Ashkenazim, we're not Mekabel Tainus. That's really a fundamental machlokes. What does it mean, Kvar Shav Yu Alay Chayva? Mechaber understands the minig is that we're Mekabel Tainus. And the Ramah says, no, the minig is we're Mechuyif to fast. Mechuyif to fast means tab minig, not that we're Mekabel Tainus. So the Bi'ur HaGra seems to write that Lishitosim, they have an argument whether Te'ima is mutter on a tainus. Let's say today someone is cooking soup for supper tonight. So and they forget whether they put in pepper, whether they put in salt, whether they put in enough flour. Is it thick enough? Is it too thick? Whatever. So they want to taste a little bit and spit it out. So the Gemara has the shaila matemis. Is it mutter to be? The Gemara has the shaila. If you taste the food and you spit it out, do you say a bracha or not? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Matan is saying it's tzvicha bracha. You don't say a bracha. Then the Gemara says, what about te'ima on a tainis? Is te'ima mutter or rasa to taste the soup on the tainis and to spit it out just to see what it, if it has the right flavor? So the Gemara raises the question, maybe we should say, v'nedorm halocha achaloshim v'riyodam. So when people are mekabel tainis, they're talking about a tainus that a person was mekabel, a person has yard tithe or something like that. A chosin is mekabel tainus. So when people are mekabel tainus, that's a neder. So minidurim halocha achaloshim aniyodim. So aloshim aniyodim, a tainus means eating food. It means not to eat. Achil ashtia kabel alei tiim alei kabel alei. He probably did not accept upon himself not to taste food. He only accepted upon himself not to eat the food and to swallow. So Gemara comes to the conclusion that's taket the din. Only achilah shtiyah kabbalah timolay kabbalah. So Tosis writes on that daf in brachas. We learned it last year on daf yitzayin or something. So Tosis writes on that the Gemara. You see, the Gemara is only talking about a tainus that the person was mekabel. So the nedarim halocha achaloshim aniyodim, loshim aniyodim. Only achilah shtiyah kabbalah timolay kabbalah. But if you talk about the tainus aksuvim, the tainus that are mentioned in Zechariah, asar b'tevis, some gedali, and so on. So that's not dependent on your Kabbalah. That you mechuyif to fast. So there, te'ima would be awesome. That's what the Ramah writes. Te'ima would be awesome because that's what it says in Tosfos. And the Mechaber writes not so. The Mechaber, Lishitosa, holds that by the other Tanesim, Zman said that it's really Ratzim Misan, Ratzim Misanim. The only thing is that the Halachas Gedola says, Kfar Shevio Alay Chayva. So it doesn't mean that Bizman Azed we're mechuyif to fast mitam minig. Means the minig is that we accept upon ourselves that a Kabbalah sat neder tainis to fast. The Shabbos before the tainis, they announce in shul and everybody says Amen and they all have a mind to be mekabel tainis. So everybody's fasting today because of a tainis, a neder tainis that they accepted. So minadorm halacha achalash mariyodim. So achil ashtia kabbalah lay tim aloy kabbalah lay satima would be mutter. So that's lishitosam. The Bi'ur HaGra points out that's really lishitosam. Chabah says you mekabel tainus after me mekabel tainus. So lishitosa he thinks that te'ima is mutar on the tainus. And the Ramah says that you don't have to be mekabel tzom gedalia. So lishitosa te'ima would be also on the tainus. Yeah, te'ima is also on the tainus if the food is royal achila. Let's say you're tasting, your mouth is all full of saliva. So you want to rinse your mouth out. You want to rinse your mouth out with water. So water is roi l'achila. So you shouldn't rinse your mouth out with water. Or you want to taste the soup that you're cooking for supper. So that's te'ima. You're going to taste the soup and spit it out just to see what the consistency is, whether it has the right flavoring and so on. So you're not allowed to do te'ima on something that's roi l'achila. if the food, if the thing is not roi l'achila, that's you're gonna rinse your mouth out with Listerine that tastes awful. So it's not roi l'achila. So if a person is thirsty and he drinks something that's not roi l'achila, so that's a machleikah, is the Rosh and the Ramban. So the Ramban says not roi l'achila, not roi l'achila. So it's not called achila. We're machma like the Rosh, and Yerideya, we're machma like the Rosh, that if you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it is roi l'achila. So that's achshadei. That's midirabbanon. Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh, that any treif of food that's nifsal me'achila, but if you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate that all year long, treif of food, you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it is roi l'achila. So it's also midirabbanon to eat it. Well, let's say you're rinsing your mouth with Listerine. If I'm drinking a glass of Listerine, that's not roi l'achila. Normal people wouldn't drink, but this guy drinks it. So we pass like the Rosh. That's also the Rabbanan, that's actually. But he's not drinking the Listerine. He's rinsing his mouth out, so it's not roi l'achila. So you don't have the Gzeir Shem Yochan. He's going to swallow a little bit. He's not interested in swallowing it. Part of it is going to blend in with his saliva, going to swallow. So the Pashto says that there's no iser on that. To rinse your mouth. The Ramah says you're not allowed to ima zasser. Chabad says tima is mutar on these tainesim, only on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur tima is zasser. The Ramah says that tima is also wasa on Shivasa B'Tamas and on some Gedai. Tima means if you're tasting food that's roi l'achila, but to taste food that's not roi l'achila, Pashtus the Ramah would agree that that is mutar on Tzom Gedalia.
With brushing teeth and then rinsing out the toothpaste with water.
The Pashto says that the toothpaste is not roi l'achila, so that's not there's no isatim on that. Then if you have a mouthful of I think the dentists recommend you shouldn't rinse out after you brush your teeth with toothpaste. They say you should leave the toothpaste because it repairs the teeth. They came to the realization that what does the toothpaste have? I forgot about the chloride, active ingredient. Chlorophyll or something?
Chloride.
So they came to the realization that the chloride heals the teeth. If the longer you leave it on the teeth, better. So they recommend you shouldn't rinse off with water. But the Neshanim Kadmanias, when they didn't realize that, everybody used to rinse out. So Mizdama, the water that you rinse that gets mixed in with all of the toothpaste, Mizdama, that water is not Roi L'Achila. Mizdama, that would also be Mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about rinsing out your mouth when you wake up in the morning. So you forgot about the Ramah. He says that it's mutter to rinse your mouth on the other Taneisim, only Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is also. The Ramah says that Tima is also. There's also Tima, to rinse your mouth with water that's Roi L'Achila. The Pashtus in the Ramah is that for Ashkenazim it's also. Pashtus is like that. Medina the Gemara, you only lain by chal by mincha, you don't lain in the morning. But this is a minig that was introduced in the days of the Goinim, that you lain in the morning also. What do you mean, a minig to lain? Isn't that a brachal of Atol? Everybody said birchas Hatorah already before. So what do they have a minig to lain when you're not mechuyev and people are saying birchas Hatorah? So the Netziv has a tshuva. I think it's one of the early tshuvas in the Mesh of Dover. Someone made a siyum sefer Torah. Someone completed the writing of Sefer Torah in Chicago on a Sunday, and then when everybody has off from work, and then they were dancing the Sefer Torah in the street to the shul. And then they came to the shul, so they decided to auction off the lain Kriyas HaTorah on a regular Sunday, and to auction off the aliyahs to make some more money for the shul, and they gave people aliyahs. So the Shasat people said, it's a bracha l'atola. How can you make Kriyas HaTorah on a regular Sunday? So I don't know, there were no rabbis in America. They had to send the shadah to Europe, so they sent the shadah to the Netziv. Maybe somebody was from Valojan and Yeshiva, so they sent the shadah to the Netziv. So he thinks that it is a bracha l'vatol. He says if it's a day on which, if it's a Monday or Thursday or a Tainus, a day on which there is a takana of Kriyas HaTorah, even if you're laying more than once, he doesn't think that's a bracha l'vatol. But it's a day on which there's no takanas Kriyas HaTorah, everybody already said Birchas HaTorah, so what are they laying in the middle of nowhere? So he thinks that on a Sunday, a regular Sunday, it's a Bracha L'Vatola. But I think he's defending the Minhag HaGoyim. Medina the Gemara, they only made a Takana to lain by Mincha. That's why you only say the Haftarah by Mincha, because the Iker Kriyas HaTorah on the Tainus Sibur is really the Haftarah. We were talking the other day, I think, no? We were talking about it, yeah? The Iker Kriyas HaTorah is really the Haftarah.
So in the morning, it's a minik. Since the day is a yom shen, it's chai b'kriyas ha-Torah, so we lay in a second time in the morning. But that's not the ikar takana.
That's probably because of like kiyam deraisa on those days. Oh, kiyam kiyam takana derabanan, and therefore even on a minik you can make a bracha like Tosfos. So Sfarim really shouldn't be making a bracha on the tainus according to that kashmir.
Sfarim shouldn't say bracha by Shachris.
Shachris on the Kriyas Torah, on Aliyas, because they don't hold it.
Any Sfarim here? What do? Do they say bracha in the morning?
Yeah.
Do say bracha. Yeah. How come? I mean, there's a kiyum. Once I made a takana, so there's a kiyum.
The Sfarim don't hold from that place. So they hold like the Rambam. It's also on your dalet in brachas about halal of a minik.
No, all the halal isn't even a kiyum of anything. I don't know. It's not a mikra din. It's not a kiyum either. They weren't mechayiv halal, so there's no.
Well, we're shaking the love is also a kiyum.
Shaking
a lulav is also a
kiyum.
You can't
think of bracha. They're not mechuyev. You can't say b'tzivonah. They're not mechuyev. Anachiyev derabanan. When you have a mitzvah derabanan, you say b'tzivonah. If you have a minig, you're not even mechuyev. Mederabanan. So you're not. I minig is binding mitam neder. Minig is binding mitam neder. We assume, Ashkenazim assume. I don't know. There are two psukim that tell you about nedarim. One is Parshas Matos. And then the other one is in Parsha Shoftim. So the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Mitzvah says that to observe the nedarim that you take, and he says it's a kefila mitzvah. It's written in Shoftim, and it appears earlier in Matos, and it's the same mitzvah. So the Ramban is masik on the Rambam. They say from mitzvahs, he says, should have counted it as two distinct mitzvahs. The pasuk in Matos, Kol Yetzim Epiv Yaseh, that's an Iser Aseh. The guy took a neder not to eat by his mother-in-law's 100th birthday. And then he doesn't eat. He asks if he doesn't eat. So he did a mitzvah. He didn't do a mitzvah. He did an Avera. But he's not allowed to eat. It's an Iser Aseh. It's not a Kiyum Aseh. But that pasuk, Motzach Tishma V'Yosisa Kasher Ratata Hashem Kachan Adava Kasher Dibarta Beficha, that in Parsha Shoftim, that's a kiyum asay. That's only by Nidrei Tzedakah, Nidrei Gavoya. He took a neder to bring a korban, took a neder to learn Daf Yomi, something like that. Nidrei Mitzvah. There is a kiyum asay. The Ramban says that it should be counted as a separate mitzvah, and the three differences. He says one is an Isra asay, one is a kiyum asay. Then he says that Bal Ta'acher only applies to Nidrei Mitzvah, doesn't apply to Nidrei Harshus. Let's say a guy took a neder, I will abstain from eating potato chips for 30 days. And he doesn't designate which days, which 30 days. He has a whole lifetime ahead. So there's a Ran on Adorim, but the Ran says, if you wait, Sholosh Regalim, you wait a whole year till you fulfill your neder to pick the 30 days when you're going to abstain from eating the cookies, eating the potato chips, whatever neder he took, then you're in violation of Bal Ta'acher. So Rabbi Kiveger on the side of the page writes, look in the Ramban disagreed. Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah thinks that Bal Ta'acher only appears there in Parsha Shoftim in connection with Nidrei Mitzvah, not Nidrei Harshus. So he says the one difference is that one is a Iser Esei, one is a Kiyum Esei. One you have Bal Ta'acher, the other one you don't have Bal Ta'acher. L'sachel D'sham is only by Nidrei Mitzvah. And then he said the third difference is by Nidrei Harishus, you have to say Hareni Noidera, Hareni Nishba. If a guy just says, I will not eat potato chips for a month, he didn't say Hareni Noidera, Hareni Nishba, so it's not binding. Because you have to have Levatei B'Sosam, you have to say, you're Mekabel upon yourself. But he says, Nidrei Mitzvah, there's no need to say Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba. He says, I will wake up in the morning and learn Daf Yomi tomorrow morning. He says, I will fast tomorrow. So he doesn't say Hareni Noida, Hareni Nishba, is still binding. So Chiddush, that's how the Ramban writes. Yeah. So we assume that Nidrei Mitzvah are different from Nidrei Harishus. There's another difference. Nidrei Harishus are always b'shevi al tasa, because a neder is an isa chevtza. The first gemara in the dorm says a shvua is an isa gavra, and neder is an isa chevtza. So shvua can either be b'kum v'yasei or b'shevi al tasa. The guy can take a shvua, I will play tennis tomorrow. Take a shvua, I will not play tennis tomorrow. Either lahara lahetiv. You can say chiyuv alaftur. He will do it, he will not do. But neder is only an isa chefta, it's only b'shevi al tase. You have a, never have that at a bekum b'yasei. There's a gemara in the beginning of the dorim. The gemara has a case, a guy takes a neder, he takes a neder, he will eat this loaf of bread today. So the gemara says, that's a neder. So Rabbi Kevegar on the side of the gemara says, it can't be. There is no such thing as a neder b'kum b'yasei. Neder is always b'shevi al tase. So it can't be. So there's a sefer shalom in the dorim. Where he points out that in the Munich manuscript of the Gemara has a different reading over there. There are a lot of shinuim. So they have an Exavyad, Munich Savyad. So they have the neder is b'shev altase. Never a neder b'kum v'yaseh. The only time you have the dorim b'kum v'yaseh, a guy takes what's the difference in korban between a neder and a dove. And a dove is harizu, and a neder is harei alai. The Rabbanu Chumash is, how can you have a neder harei alai? I accept upon myself to bring a shlomim. I accept upon myself to bring an oilo. I accept upon myself to bring a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. How can you ever have a neder b'kum v'yaseh? Neder is always an isa chefze. It can only be b'shevi altase. Never have a neder b'kum v'yaseh. Rabban gives two answers. That's on the beginning of Parshas Matos. Rabban asked that kasha, gives two answers. So the second answer is that nidrei mitzvah are different, just like he himself wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Nidre Mitzvah is a different parsha that's in Shoiftim. Nidre Harishus has to be Sheva Al Tasma. Nidre Mitzvah can be Bikum B'Yaseh. It's a different kind of a neder. So you can have a neder Bikum B'Yaseh. So that's, we assume that a neder, that a Minik Tov is binding me, Tam Neder, Midir Rabbanon. How come? But he never said Levate Bisosayim. So the answer is that, the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Chavav, you only need Levatei Bisvasayim by all in Yoni HaFlo. You need Neder, Shavuos, Nezirus, Hekdesh, Zerch, and Charam, and everything that's Chal Eidei Amira is called in Yoni HaFlo. The Rambam has 14 Svarim, so one Sefer is Sefer HaFlo. He has all the Hilchos Nezirus and Shavuos and Erech and Charam and Hilchos Nedarim and so on. So HaFlo, you always need Levatei Bisosayim, you have to pronounce it with your lips. Gamma Belibo is not binding. But the Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule. One exception is Hafrashas Truma, is Chalva Machshavi, even though it should have been considered an Inyan of Haflor. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, Nechsha Lachem Trumaschem, where is that? The end of Parshas Koirach. Nechsha Lachem Trumaschem, that Truma is Chalva Machshavi, that's not Pshuto Shal Mikra, but it's an additional level of interpretation. Torah Shabbat Peh gives an additional level of interpretation. A truma is chal b'machshava. And the other exception to the rule is korban soila, because the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, kol nediv lev oilus heviu. Those who had accepted upon themselves in their minds, kol nediv lev oilus, they accepted to bring a korban oila. So they brought, it was in the beginning of the Baisheni period. So they brought the korbanos. The Gemara said these are the two exceptions to the rule. So Mikra din deraisa, only exception is Hegdash. Hegdash is Chad Machshava, Kol Nediv Leibayla Seviv. And then with the Rabbanan, they said, any Minik Toiv, we treat it as if it's like Hegdash, and it's also binding by Machshava. So if the person accepted upon himself a Machshavto to observe a certain Minik Toiv, or he wasn't thinking one way or the other, he never accepted, but he observed that Minik Toiv three times in a row, that three times in a row indicates that that's what he probably plans to do in the future, unless he had beferish in mind that it should not be binding. So if he, either you have a minik tov shekibalti al atzmi b'machshava is binding midirabbanim, minik tov is binding midirabbanim mitam neder, even though it's a minik tov b'kum b'yaseh, just like nidrei mitzvah achal b'kum b'yaseh. So this also we say midirabbanim, minik tov has the same status as Nidrei Mitzvah, and we say it's Chal B'Machshava also.
So how does the Taras Nedarim work in that? Like, does that cancel out that of like being a Chal B'Machshava, or does that override, like, does the Taras Nedarim not help?
Not everything. Quebec on Darim.
Same what we do, like most of the area of Rosh Hashanah, does that count even to negate any potential Kabbalah, like a Minhag Tov, that you don't have to be worried about that?
Strictly speaking, yes. Yeah, I mean, they're two different things. We make our Taras Nedarim on the Nedarim that the person took in the past, and then he says, "Hareini Moisim Odav Efnechem." I make a declaration on the future that in case I accept upon myself a neder, I don't want it to be binding. So that's there's a Gemara in the middle of Nedarim in the Chofs, where the Gemara says that at the beginning of the year a person can make such a declaration that he does want the Nedarim to be binding in the course of the coming year. So the Gemara says you shouldn't reveal this din to an Am Haaretz, because then it's going to be Mezalzel and Nedarim. So that's the question, is that what we do? So we're not everybody is a Talmid Chacham. How come we have that practice? So the old nusach of Kol Nidre always used to be that Kol Nidre was a Hataras Nedarim, and the Nedarim that we took in the course of the past year, Yom Kippurim Sha'avar Ad Yom Kippurim Hazeh. And then the Rishonim quote that the Rabbi Natam changed the nusach. He thought, no, it's not. It's based on that Gemara. Why shouldn't you make Hataras Nedarim on Yom Kippur? He says, it's really based on that Gemara and Nedarim. The Gemara said, Bereishat, at the beginning of the year, Yom Kippur is also the beginning of the year. It's not the first day of the year, beginning of the year. You should make a declaration, Lahabo, that any Nedarim you're going to take in the course of the year should not be binding. So the Chayyodim says that he recommends here in Yeshiva, that's the practice. We do like the Chayyodim, that when they say Kol Nidre, they say both Nuschos. Any Nedarim that we took, Yom Kippurim Shavah, Yom Kippurim Hazeh, and any Nedarim that we plan to take in the coming year, Yom Kippurim Hazeh, Yom Kippurim Havah, and Latov, until next Yom Kippur, should not be binding. To follow the both versions of the Kol Nidre. The older version was that it's Hataras Nedarim L'Sha'avar, and the Gemara says in the end of Masechet Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Matan Nedarim on Shabbos unless L'Tzorach HaShabbos. Let's say he took a net and not to eat potatoes. Then comes out, that's all his wife prepared for the whole meal. Was potato kugel and cholent, but everything is potatoes and potatoes. There's nothing else to eat. So then you're allowed to be matah that net there on Shabbos or on Yontav if it's Litzorach HaShabbos, Litzorach HaYontav. Yeah, you're matah in the dorm on Yom Kippur. You're not eating anything on Yom Kippur. What's the need to be matah in the dorm on Yom Kippur? That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the first Kol Nidre, really, it's a minig that you say Kol Nidre three times. Really, when you mat the neder, Mikra Adin, the Bezn only has to say once Mutalach. Our minig is that we say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. We say three times. Why? Because the Karoim never believed in Hataras and Darm, because it doesn't say anywhere in Chumash. The Mishnah says in the end of the first Berg and Chagiga, Het in the Darm, Perchim Bo Avir, Ve'en Lahem Al Meshe Yismoch. Hataras and Darm is Torah Shabal Peh, transmitted orally from generation to generation, and you can't read it in between the lines of the Chumash. Then there are other Tanaim who disagree. They say, no, you can't read it in between the lines. But still, according to the Mishnah, it's purely Torah Shabbat Peh, purely Halacha Moshe Messina. According to the Gemara, it's plain Torah Shabbat Peh. You read it in between the lines. So the Karaim never believed in it. So to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh, so we say three times, to be mechazik, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. And in all the Sidurim, it says when you make a Hataras and Dorim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so the Bezin says it three times. That's why it says in Yeridei, they should say three times. But the way it's printed, it already, if you say it once, it's already three times, because it says, Hakol Mutarim Lachem, Hakol Mukhulim Lachem, Hakol Shurim Lachem. So he already said it three times. You have to say that three times. Say that three times. So he said nine times. Now Mukhiv to say nine times. I think Baruch Epstein points that out. And other major poskim pointed out also that's a mistake. What it says in the Siddur, you should say that nusach. Bezin should say that nusach three times. If you say once, it already contains that it has three times. So we do both on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we do both on Erev Yom Kippur. So because we are being matan neder l'sha'ava, matan nedarim that we took in the past, so that's why the first Kol Nidre should be recited before Shkia, because to be Matan Neder on Yom Kippur is only permissible. It's an Issa de Rabbanan. It's not exactly clear what the Issa de Rabbanan is. Some Rishonim hold that it's an Issa Ein Donim, since you need a Bezin to be Matan Neder, so some hold that it's Ein Donim. Others say that it's an Issa Misakan Mana, because you took a Neder and you undid the Neder. You're Matan, like if you're Mafrish Tumas and Mises. So you take an Issa Tevel and you make it Mutter. You Mata the Issa Tevel. So that's Misakan Manah. So here also, person had a Neder not to eat potato chips, not to eat cookies, whatever, candies. Then he's Mata Neder, so they make the Issa into a Heter. So that's Misakan Manah. And others say it's an Issa Dabadovich, and they hate the Buchel Shal Shabbos, the Buchel Shal Chol. You're not allowed to talk about Hataras and Dorm. whatever the different opinions in the Rishonim what the Yisr is, but you're not allowed to be Matan Neder on Shabbos and Yantam unless it's Letzorach Hayom. So that's why it says the first Kol Nidre, you should, the Chazan should complete the first Kol Nidre before the Shkia. Mikra Din, all you only have to say it once, you don't have to say it three times. The meaning is to say it three times. So the second and the third time, that you can say on Yom Kippur already. But the first time, you should really finish before. So we say both. We say the Hataras and Dorim L'Sha'avar, both on Erev Rosh Hashanah and on Kol Nidre, and then we say the Mesiris Meidah. We make a declaration, because Rabbi Natan says that's what it really is. He changed the Nusach. We make a declaration that any Dorim we're going to take in the future should be null and void. So we don't rely on that because the different opinions in the Rishonim are not Gemara and Nedarim, that if you make a declaration in advance, then the Nedarim will not be binding in the course of the year. The some Rishonim say, the Rambam says, it's only if he takes a Neder in the course of the year and he has in mind the Neder should not be valid because I said Kol Nidre on Erev Yom Kippur. And he has that in mind, Terch Kedei Dibur, after saying the Neder. You have the right to back out from a Neder Terch Kedei Dibur. So here, he's not saying anything. He's not saying that he backed out, but he already made the declaration in advance. So if he thinks it, took the deep breath after taking the neder, then he cancels it. Other Rishonim say it's only good if at the time that he took the neder, he remembers that he said Kol Nidre. Others say the reverse. At the time he took the neder in the middle of the year, he remembers that he said Kol Nidre, and nonetheless he goes and he takes a neder. So his Amiris HaNeder is a bit of the Maidor. It means that he backed out from the Mesiris Maidor. And he does want to take a Neder. So the different opinions, how effective this Mesiris Maidor is, what the Rabbi Natan's Gemara is talking about, if you make a declaration in advance. So that's why we don't rely on that. The Toras and Dorim L'Sha'avar that we say, so that's very questionable, because the Gemara says, Min HaTorah, it's not needed, but in the Rabbanon, when you come to a Bezdin to have Toras and Dorim, you have to tell them what the content of the neder was and what motivated you to take the neder. Because sometimes the Bezdin will not award you money in a Din Torah case unless you take a neder not to eat the cholent for the rest of the year. They think that you're cheating in business, and they'll make you swear, if I'm cheating, if I'm lying, I take a neder, I will not eat cholent. Oh, you know, the guy's going to eat cholent. So he's afraid this is a way to prove that he's telling the truth. So he has to tell, when you matter the neder, you have to say what is the content of the neder and what motivated you to take the neder. You have to explain. And if you don't tell him what was the motivation to take the neder, so the Bezdin has no right to be matter neder. Because it may be a neder that he took. The Bezdin, perhaps some other Bezdin in Torah, made him take this neder. When you want to collect from Yisraelim, you have to take a Shavua. And the later generations, they watered it down, and the neder is enough. Let him take a neder not to eat potatoes. And then we give him potatoes to eat. So he's demonstrating that he's telling the truth. So we, when we do the Hataras and Dorim on Erev Rosh Hashanah and by Kol Nidre, according to the old Nusach that you make Hataras and Dorim, we don't say what the Nidorim are. So we add on a paragraph, Afal Pi one who requests Hataras and Dorim Tzorch Lefata Neder, I'm not asking for the Hataras and Dorim on the Dorim that you're not allowed to be Mater, so there's no need to be Mefaret. That's a shtick. The Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, Tzorech Lefaret HaNeder. They made a Takana the Rabban, you have to be Mefaret HaNeder. So that's why it's questionable. So that's why we don't rely on the Kol Nidre. So what do we do the Kol Nidre for? If the whole thing is so questionable, the Hataras L'Shava is questionable, and the Mesiris Meidah in advance also questionable, so what do we do it for? What do we do it for? So some historians say that Yom Kippur used to be the holiday of the Orthodox Jews to celebrate the Torah Shebaal Peh. We have 2 days in the calendar when we celebrate Kabbalah Sator. One is Shavuos Ma'amatan Torah Seinu. The other day is Yom Kippur, because Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasina with the Luch HaShnias. And the Beis HaLevi has a long essay in the end of the second chelik of the Tshuvas, the three volumes of Shal Tshuvas basically, so the end of the second chelik, he has around 16-17 drushes. So one long drush and one long essay is about the difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnias. Explains what he needs two Yamim Tovim for Kabbalah Satera. So he says according to the first plan, the original plan was that Kol HaTorah Kula was going to be engraved on the Luchas. There wasn't going to be any Torah Shebaal Peh. It's only after the Chet HaEgel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizer that the Jewish people will be controlled by Umas HaOlam. If not for the Chet HaEgel, we would have never been subject to the any more shilton of any Goyish nations. But after the Chet HaEgel, it was Nigzar on the Jewish people. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, Tosfos in Gittin quotes this Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid the Goyim will subject the Jewish people to torture, and they're going to take the Tanakh and they're going to claim that they're the Aman Ifchar, like the Catholics said, when the Jews rejected Oso Ish, we lost our status as the Aman Ifchar, and they became the Aman Ifchar. So the Baruch Shalom decided after the Chet HaEgel he has to have a Torah Shebal Peh. So even if the Goyim will take the Tanakh and claim that they're the Aman Ifchar, but they're not going to have the Torah Shebal Peh. That's how the Pasuk says. Echtelo rube toirasi halokamozar nechshavu. If I'll write down the whole Torah, everything will be written down Torah Shebichsav, then the Goyim will be able to claim that they are the Yaman Ivchad. Halokamozar nechshavu, the Jews will be strangers. So the Ribbono Shel'Olam, the second plan was, after the Chet HaEgel, that the Luchah is only going to have Aseres Adibah, it's not going to have Kola Torah Kula, it's not going to have Torah Shebal Peh. So we really celebrate two different holidays for Kabbalah Sator. Shavuos is a celebration of receiving Torah Shebichsav, and Yom Kippur is the day when we celebrate receiving of Torah Shebal Peh, because the Luch HaShniyos didn't have Kol HaTorah Kula written, only had the Aseres HaDibros. So that's why historically in Alexandria, years ago, they used to have a parade on Yom Kippur. The Orthodox Jews used to have a parade, like Lubavitch has a parade and like Baimer, because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Yartzeit, whatever, so they celebrate their accepting of the Zohar. So the Orthodox Jews in Alexandria used to celebrate our accepting, our abiding by the Torah Shebal Peh. And some say, some historians suggest, maybe that's why the Goyim introduced Kol Nidre, because Kol Nidre was mamish, hetan adorim parchem ba'avirei lam ha'mashi yismocha, that's mamish halacha l'moshe misina, according to the Mishnah. You can't even read it in between the lines of the Chumash, it's purely Torah Shebal Peh. So some say that that's why they introduced Kol Nidre and Erev Yom Kippur. Others say not so. Others say, and a lot of the Nusach Svarad Sidurim, Chsidish Sid Machzerim, so they quote a passage from the Zohar that just like if a person is matan neder by a bezin, so the Gemara says the hatoras and darmas oikah the neder meikar comes out as if the neder was never there. When the husband or the father is made for a neder, so the Gemara comes to the conclusion it's only mikan al haba. It's only made for the neder mikan al haba. Megiz guys cuts it off mikan al haba. Until now there was a neder. It can't be elch, there's no neder. Let's say if the wife violated the neder before the husband was a mefer, she's going to get malchus because she violated the neder. But if a person violated the neder with hasra, edim hasra, and then the bezner's mata the neder, then it'll come out that it's oika the neder meikara. There won't be any malchus. The Gemara says it undoes the whole neder is taken apart completely. So in the Nusach Svarad Machzorim, in the Chassidish Machzorim, they quote a passage from the Zohar that tshuva can also be oika the whole avera meikara. The Gemara talks about if a person does, the Gemara in the end of Yuma has, if a person does tshuva meira, so it's done and starts in lo kishkogas. The averas that he did b'shaita with dam b'mezit, so it's considered igalim milsim afreya, so if he only did it b'shaikik. But if he does tshuva me'ava, then it's done and starts in lo kishkogas, it's considered as if he had done igalim milsim afreya, oika the whole avera milim afreya. It's considered as if he did all these mitzvahs. All the averas are converted into mitzvahs, considers it because he has such a guilty feeling. He did all those averas, and now every time he reminds himself, he has heruri tshuva. So that's why the zdonis and nasan lok is chuyas. So in the Chassidish Sidurim, they quote a passage from the Zohar. That's the reason why you have hataras nedarim on Erev Yom Kippur, to demonstrate that just like we have a tradition in the Torah Shebal Peh, that if you mat the neder, tzoyka the neder, chacham oika, neder meikaroi, so if a person does a good tshuva, the tshuva can be oika the averis meikaroi also. Rav Soloveitchik said there's so many different suggestions why you make hataras nedarim, so he felt free to give an additional suggestion. So he said that the uniqueness of Yom Kippur is that we assume there's a hashuas hashchina here. That on Motzoi Yom Kippur we blow shofar, a minig, an old minig, the Bali HaTosfos record to blow shofar in the Gemara. It's not mentioned, But in the Bali Atosis, they write it, and the Bali Atosis had three different reasons. So it must have been a very old minig, and they forgot the real reason. So one reason is that it's Zecher L'Shofar Shal Yovel, that once every 50 years you have to blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So they say, so why do you blow every year? We're not sure which year is Yovel. Okay, we're not sure which year is Yovel. Then they have another reason, you blow Shofar to announce everyone should go home and make a Suda. It's a mitzvah to eat the flesh of meal, Amitzo Yom Kippur, to celebrate that we are batuach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a good year. And then they give the third reason, that's the most popular reason. We say Hashem Hu Alakim seven times, and then we blow Shofar. Why? Because the Shechina was with us on Yom Kippur. There was a Hashuas HaShechina. And then on Yom Kippur, the Shechina goes back to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, to the seventh heaven. So we say Hashem Hu Alakim seven times, so that the Shechina should go back to the seventh heaven. And then we blow Shofar, that's a similar Siluk Shechina. You have to take at the conclusion of Maimon HaSinai. How does it say? Hey Meyala Bahar. How does the Pasuk say? When you hear the Kiyah Shofar, that's a similar Siluk Shechina. So then everybody can walk up on Har Sinai, because the Shechina will go away. So at the end of Yom Kippur, we blow Shofar to demonstrate that this is Siluk Shechina. So when your Kippur enters with a Shechina coming down to us. So if you want to be most of Mechol Al HaKodesh, how can you bring in the Shechina earlier? So the Gemara says, Elokim Nitzo Badaskil. Whenever there's a Din Torah, so there's going to be a Hashuas HaShechina. If the honest Dayanim, if the crooked Dayanim, Shechina is not going to come down. But if honest Dayanim, so we say in the Shir Shal Yom for Tuesday, I think, Elokim Nitzo Badaskil, the Rebbeinu Shalom will be there to help the honest to goodness Dayanim that they shouldn't make a mistake. So the way to bring the Shechina is to make a Din Torah. But usually a Din Torah, they're screaming at each other, they're cursing each other, you're a liar, he's a liar, everybody's angry at everybody else. So we make a Din Torah for Hataras and Dorm. So no one's angry at anybody, no one's cursing. So you bring down the Shechina earlier. You don't have to wait till Yom Kippur comes. If we want to be Chayse Mechol Al HaKadosh, the way to bring the Shechina is by being Mamed Abezin. Bikovei HaBezin. Whenever you have a Bezin, so we assume that there will be a Hashuas HaShechina. Different explanations, what the Kol Nidre is all about. So the fasting on all the Taneisim, the Rambam writes, is supposed to be Midarkei HaTshuva. It's supposed to be Me'or all the people to Tshuva. That we should realize that all the Tzoros that we have, that is Charvianish, and we're suffering because of our Averis. The Mishnah Berurah writes a suffering in the Bir Halacha that maybe on the Yom HaTainis, maybe we should observe a form of Avelus that's similar to the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Maybe shouldn't be allowed to have a chuppah and the Yom HaTainis, because he starts to observe a Miktas Avelus. It's a Pella where that Bir Halacha is. You have two pages in the Mishnah Berurah facing each other. Amud Beis faces Amud Aleph. So the other Amud in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah quotes the din. If there's a chuppah in Asar B'Tavis, so you shouldn't begin to eat the meal until Laila. So they talk about having a chuppah. So was a Mishnah Berurah Mesupik, maybe you're not allowed to have a chuppah. I don't know. It's very strange. On the very next page, the Shulchan Aruch writes about having a chuppah. We assume that it is mutter. You don't observe Avelus. Rav Soloveitchik also assumed. He said that on the day of a tonis, he said the night before the tonis, you don't have to fast, because it really depends. Ratzim Masanim, Ratzim Masanim, just crush of you alai chayva. So like the Bir Agro quotes when they're on Ban and the Tarasa Adam, the Bnei Yisrael, Kalal Yisrael only accepted it as far as Achidush Tia, not the Chamisha Inuim, and only by Yom and not by Laila. You don't have to observe Laila Ki Yom. But so the night before the Tanis, you don't fast. But Lamaisa Bizbana Gemara, they said Aneinu by Mayrav. Why? Because the Tanis really begins the night before. It's just that you have a Heter Achilu. That's why the Gemara says if you went to sleep and you woke up before Los HaShachar, you're only allowed to eat if you made it tonight before you went to sleep. Why? If the Tonus doesn't begin till the morning, why can't you eat? It's not yet Los HaShachar. The answer is really, the whole day should have really been the Tonus. Bizman that was Medirei Kabbali had a fast the Laila Bayom. But Bizman is that depends Ratz Masan or Ratz Aimasanim. So we're only Mekabala Tainiz Bayom, not Balaila. So that means until you go to sleep. But after you go to sleep, it's assumed that then the Tanis begins already. So that's why they used to say Anenu. That's what he says, Anenu, even though they were davening Marv, then they're gonna go home and eat. Amatsoi Rosh Hashanah. Everybody's gonna go home and eat supper. Leil HaTanis, but it really is. Or let's say if a person is eating Balaila, but since it's really that, let's say a person is a chayla, so he has to eat on some gedalia. He's allowed to eat on some gedalia, but he shouldn't eat steaks and he shouldn't eat potato chips. He should eat enough that he needs in order to be alive. He shouldn't have basar v'yayin. Shouldn't eat a real fancy meal. So the night before the tanis, the pashtus is, it's really the yom haTanis really begins. But you have a heter achila, but it's like a chayla on some gedalia is allowed to eat. But he shouldn't have basar v'yayin. So the night before also, he really shouldn't have fleishiks. The night following Atonis, that's a discussion in the Ramah and Hilchas Nida. The Ramah quotes if a person violated some of the laws of Nida, some of the Harchokas, or some of the actual laws of Nida, so he should be Mekabal Atainis for Kapara. So when a person observes Atainis for Kapara, so he says the night following the Atonis, he shouldn't have basar v'yayin. Because the Gemara says in Brachas, the Mishnah says in Brachas that I think the end of the second perek, that when a person, not the end of the second perek, maybe it's later, that a person should always add tachnunim achat tfilosai. How is it tfilosai keva, ain't tfilosai tachnunim? If you just say the text that appears in the Siddur, so that's not really a proper tfila. You should always add on tachnunim corresponding to what's happening that day. What's if you have a final, say yes, Ribbono Shel Olam to help you. Or if you go for an interview to get a job or to get accepted in a graduate school, they should offer a tefillah. If you're going on a date, you should offer a tefillah. You shouldn't make a mistake. Or if you know you're not making a mistake, the girl should accept your proposal. You should offer a tefillah, depending on who's sick in the family and what's going on in the family. You shouldn't just say the same nusach every day. So the Gemara gives different nuschos of tachnunim, achat tefillosa, that different tanoim and amoroim used to offer. So the Gemara quotes one of the Amoraim when he would daven after fasting a whole day of a tainis, he would say miyot chel bevedami. He lost a little weight by not eating a whole day, so miyot chel bevedami should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he had brought a korban to the Beis HaMikdosh and he had been zerk the dam on the Mizbech and he had burnt the chaleb on the Mizbech. So that's the whole idea that fasting sometimes it's considered as if the person brought a carbon. The Gemara says on the commenting on the pasuk in this week's Haftarah, Kachu Sam Kiru Atzora. Why does it say Kachu Sam? So the Gemara says that just like before you bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be Magdish the carbon. You can't just bring a chulin into the Azar. You have to be Magdish it. So too, you have to be Mekabel HaTainis in advance. If a person wasn't the Kabbalah Tanis, he wasn't Kaver the day as a Yom Tanis, he just fasts the whole day, so he's just hungry. He doesn't have the Kiyam of a Tanis. You have to be either Mechuyiv to fast, Mechuyiv, let's say, Min HaTorah on Yom Kippur, Mechuyiv Medir Rabbanon, Tisha B'Av Bizman HaZez Medir Rabbanon, or Mechuyiv because you, or let's say you had a Chaloyim Ra, so he had a scary dream and he's nervous about it, so then you Mechuyiv to fast, Medir Rabbanon, if you have a bad dream that you're nervous about. Or if the person was Mekabel Tainis. So if it's none of the above and he wasn't Mekabel Tainis, so the Gemara says you wasted your effort and energy, you have no kiyum at all. You have to be Mekabel Tainis in advance. If you're not Mechuyif to fast, when a Torah Midir Rabbanon, Amitam Minig, then you have to be Mekabel Tainis. So it's considered in a certain sense similar to a korban. The Rosh in Tainis quotes the Rabbein Tam. We don't have it in Tesis, but the Rosh quotes the Rabbein Tam. That the Gemara says you have to be Mekabel Tainis Mincha before the Tainis begins, because the night before the Tainis is also part of the Tainis. So the Gemara says you have to be Mekabel Tainis by Mincha. So usually the person is Mekabel Tainis B'dibur. He says, Hareinu B'Tainis L'machar. But the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam, if he's Mekabel Tainis B'machshove, it's also binding. Why? But usually a neder you need Levate B'Sosayim. So they give different three different explanations of this Rabbeinu Tam. What it's based on. Rabbi Chaim Moshe has a tshuva in Achayeze, where he points out the different explanations. So one explanation is that Tainus is like a carbon. Mir Tchel Bividami is considered as if I brought a carbon, and Kol Nadiv Levoy L'Seviyo. If a person is Mekabel upon himself to bring a carbon, or is Magdish Carbon Machshava, so a carbonus Machshava is Chal. So by Tainus also, Machshava is Machayv. Others learned differently. The Rabbein and Tam didn't mean to equate that. That's not what he meant. He didn't really mean that it's like a carbon. What he meant to say was that the pasuk that requires dibur, this is a wild on the level of the Raisa, that the pasuk that says nefesh kisishava levati b'svasayim in parshas Vayikra b'shuas bitoy chatasol b'yored. So it says nefesh kisishava levati b'svasayim. Shvua needs bitoy svasayim. Neder never needs bitoy svasayim. So the person is mahara neder. I will not eat the potato chips. Potato chips are rasa b'achila. Is binding men haTorah, because only shvua needs. Levati b'sosayim, neder never needs. That's there is such a version. I think the Truma Sadeshin, one of the early Chaim Moshe quotes, one of the early poskim says like that. As usually assumed, the third pshat in the Rabbein and Tam. Neither of the first two. Yeah.
So,
what do you mean dine loshon?
In that dine of kinuyim. And,
if he said it b'dibur, then b'nedarim halacha halosh man. But if you thought it b'machshava, you got to ask him what you have in mind.
None of the dinim apply. None of the dinim of lashon b'nedarim would apply.
Yeah. If you had in mind to say b'dibur, then it's only chal b'dibur. That's what on the first daf in the Dharm they point out the pirush arush on the side on the opening mishnah says what he need a din of yad. Yad is nedarim, that if he said an incomplete lashon, it's considered as if he said the whole thing. So you see from here that even though the pasuk only says levati b'sosayim by shvua, see that even nedarim also need bitus v'sosayim, because otherwise what do you need the chiddush din of yad? It's even chal b'machshava. So the Rishonim answered that it's not a raya. There are some echas this, and the Rishonim have it already. There's a gemara in shvuas that if the person intended to say it b'dibur, then it's not chal b'machshava. So if the fellow wanted to say a dibur and he only said an incomplete dibur, so that's why he needed the din of yad. But this Rabbi Natam holds this chiddush that there is chal b'machshava. That's how the Truma Sadeshin learns pshat. I think the Truma Sadeshin. Rabbi Chaim Moshe quotes it. Well, usually the pshat that they learn in the Rabbi Natam is a third pshat, that the nidrei tainus is usually assumed to be like a neder l'dvar mitzvah, and all nidrei mitzvah a chal b'machshava midi rabbanon. We treat all nidrei mitzvah like hekdesh, that it's schal b'machshava. So that's why there's bal yachol midi rabbanon.
Doing something three times, is that have anything to do with? It's not really b'machshava, since you're doing something three times. That.
So
that
we assume if the person does it three times in a row, he fasts on a yahrzeit, let's say, even though he didn't say think anything about what's going to be in the future. We put the three together and we say he's indicating that that's what he plans to do in the future. But if he only does it once and he plans, if he never even did it, he plans in his mind to accept this in the future. So we say that a neder l'dvar mitzvah is chal b'machshava. We treat it like hekdesh, midi rabbanan.
Isn't there a Rashba that says that dvarim shvaleiv havi dvarim if there's isn't a something that's saiseret?
Yes, there is such a Rashba,
so,
yes.
So shouldn't we say that here as well? That the guy...
Yeah, but you need... But you need levate bisvasayim. The question is, do you need levate bisvasayim or not?
So I thought I'd point that Rashba, you don't need it.
No, the Rashba is just saying that the dvarim shebelev habidvarim, unless it's contradicted by the dvarim shebepes. It's called das. But if the Allah requires levate bisvasayim, it doesn't have... Let's say there's an umder in the muchach. What the guy is thinking. Everybody knows what he's thinking. So the Achrayim say it's still by the Dvarim Shavuos is not binding. Even though Dvarim Shabalev have a Dvarim, Dvarim Shabalev or Belev Kol Adam. And it's Umdar in the Muchach. Dvarim Shabalev or Belev Kol Adam. But by the Dvarim Shavuos, we assume that they need Levate Bisvasai. There's not going to be Chal with Umdar in the Muchach. The Dvaravram has this to answer Rabbi Kevega's Kasha on the Dvarim. It's a famous piece on the Dvaravram. That just because something is dvarm shabalev have a dvarm because beliba belev kaladam, but for the dvarm mishvah is still not going to help. Yeah, so that's what we assume, that that a neder tainis is chal b'machshove for one of these three reasons. If a person is mekabel a tainis b'mincha before. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik also said like that, the Mishnah Berurah. He thought that on a, he said, the night before a tainis, you're not allowed to go to the movies. Because he said, the tainis really begins the night before. He gave a big yard, like Drasha, to explain that tainis really begins the night before. And that's why you say Aneinu the night before by Ma'ariv, and that's why if he went to sleep and you didn't make a Tanai, so you have to fast, unless he made a Tanai beforehand. He brought a lot of rice. So that's why the Pashto says you shouldn't have Basa B'Yayin the night before Atonis, because Atonis really begins the night before. So the Ramon Yerideh talks if a person violated the Hilchas Nida, he should be Mekabel Atonis for Kapora. So he says the night following also, we really ought to bring a korban, but we don't have a Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban. Samir Chel B'Vidomi is considered as if he had brought a korban. It's in a korban, as the Gemara says, Halal HaHalach Achrayim, the night following the day still belongs to the previous day. So that's why the Ramor says that if a person is fasting for kapara, he did an avera, he violated Hilchas Nida, and he needs a kapara, so he shouldn't eat basar v'yayin the night following the tonis. It's still part of the tonis. The night following is still part of the tonis, like in korbanos. But he has a hetter to eat. So he has a hetter to eat. He shouldn't have basar v'yayin. Rav Moshe Feinstein had the practice that he wouldn't eat fleishigs the night following Asar v'tevish or Asar v'tamuz also. Not only following Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is because we extend the observance of the 9 days. But even Asar B'Tavis and Shavasa B'Tamas also a person, that was his practice. That was his practice.
The Pesach Tshuva there quotes that practice. On that Raman, he quotes
Achronim B'Nathan. Not that, but the night following Atonis, yeah. But this Rav Soloveitchik thought you shouldn't go to the movies. He said that that's a din and avelus. Every time you observe tonis over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's a form of a nihug avelus. So he thought that just like a novel is not, he thought a novel is not allowed to go to the movies. Others disagree. He thought the novel is not allowed to go to the movies the whole Yud Beis Chodesh. So he thought that you shouldn't be allowed to go to the movies the night before Atonis, or on the Yom HaTonis. Mishael Badu Shulchan Aruch talks about getting married on the Yom HaTonis. Don't know. Maybe we'll discuss a little bit Parshas Vayelech. In Parshas Vayelech we have two important mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Hakel and the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah doesn't really say explicitly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Yehoshua, Kisvu lechem es hashira hazois, lamdes bnei Yisrael sima b'fihem. What's hashira hazois? Shira es hazinu. He says they should recite, they should write down kisvu lechem, they should first write down hazinu, and then tell it over to bnei Yisrael. So then the Netziv points out in his Bir HaChumash that this is unlike Kol HaTorah Kula. The rest of the Torah was the reverse. Moshe Rabbeinu was given a nevuah, he delivers a nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, and after he delivered the nevuah, and it's Chal Hashem nevuah, the word nevuah comes from the word Bari Nivs Vasayim. Nivs Vasayim means he say over the prophecy, he delivered the nevuah. So after it already was Chal Hashem nevuah, then he wrote it down in the Sefer Torah and made it into Torah Shebichsav. And here the Rabban Shalom says, do the reverse. Kis V'lechem Sashira first, V'lam Des Bnei Yisrael. First write it down, make it into Torah Shemichzav, then deliver the Nevuah. It's a Nevuah for the future. There's a Gemara that says, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim in the first Perek on Bava Basra, who wrote the Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah. The 8 Psukim before the end of the Torah start with the word Vayom Shamoshe Eved Hashem. It really, Pashto says, the Ibn Ezra says, it goes on the whole chapter. Not Vayom Shamoshe Eved Hashem, it's Pasuk Hei. But the Ibn Ezra says the Machlokes probably goes starting from Pasuk Aleph in chapter Lamed Dalin, and the end of his Zayis HaBracha. Vayal Moshe Me'arvis Moav L'Har Nevo. He went up to die on top of Har Nevo. So who wrote this? So the Gemara has one that Tana is all the opinion was written by Yeshua Ben Nun. And say for Yeshua, it says Yeshua wrote something. It's unclear what. One Tana claims this is what he wrote. the Lishmad Psukim Shabbatur. And we don't follow that opinion. We assume everything was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was different. Kol HaTarikul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Omer V'Kosev, the Rebbeinu Shalom said it to Moshe Rabbeinu, he would say it and then he would write it, and now the Shmanim Psukim Shabbatur HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kosev B'Dema. It wasn't Omer V'Kosev, it was Moshe Kosev B'Dema. What does that mean? So Tosa says that there's a minig that the Sofrim have, it's quoted in Yerbedeya, that when you, the Gemara has a din, when you write a Sefer Torah, you're supposed to copy from an already existing Sefer Torah. You have a Sefer Torah in front of you, and you copy Bereshis Borlakim over here. So the Tosa says there's a minig Asofrim that they mumble the Pesach before they write it. Bereshis Borlakim, so he writes Shemayim Esaharetz, then he writes Shemayim Esaharetz. So Tosa says, from this Gemara, Mekan Ktsas Remez Leminiga Sofrim, this Gemara that says Moshe Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates to Moshe Rabbeinu the text of the Chumash, and Moshe Omer V'Kosev, Moshe Rabbeinu says the Posik, and then he writes it. So Tosa says it's a Ktsas Remez Leminiga Sofrim that they say the Posik before they write it. So Rav Soloveitchik said, why is it a Ktsas Remez? It's a good Raya. That's exactly what it says in the Gemara. So he said, because Rav Chaim understood that it doesn't mean that. Rav Chaim said like the Netziv. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv. He learned in Volozhin when the Netziv was the Rosh Hashiva. She was the Rosh Hashiva the last 39 years that Volozhin lasted. It lasted 90 years. And he was the Rosh Hashiva the last 39 years, a long time. So Rav Chaim said that that's what it means. Moshe Omer V'Kosev means he delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, and then he wrote it down. It doesn't mean he mumbled it, he muttered it under his breath before he wrote it. That's the Minig HaSofrim, is that they mumble the Pasuk, they copy from another, that's the din you're supposed to copy from another Sefer Torah, and they read the Pasuk before they write it. But that's only a Ktsas Remez L'Minig HaSofrim. What it really means is Moshe Omer V'Kosev, he delivered the Nevuah beforehand, and then he wrote it down. And the Shmona Psuk Meshabbat Torah, he didn't do like that. How can he deliver the Nevuah? It's a Vayom Meshamah Shevet Hashem. It's not true. It wasn't true till after he died. So just Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Kadosh Baruch Hu dictated, Moshe Kosev B'Dema. He wrote it, but he couldn't tell Bnei Yisrael the pasuk Vayom Meshamah. I died. He didn't die yet, so he didn't deliver it. He didn't deliver that Nevuah. So the Pshuto Shal Mikra, the pasuk V'Yato Kisvo Lachem Es Hashira Hazayis. Kadosh Baruch is telling Moshe and Yeshua that they should write down Shiras Hazino. First write it, and then V'lamdas Bnei Yisrael Sima B'fiyam, and then they should say it over to Bnei Yisrael. So the Pshuto Shal Mikra doesn't go on Ksivas Sefer Torah. It goes on Ksivas Parshas Hazino. But the Torah Shel Al Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. V'ata Kisva Lachem doesn't only go on Moshe and Yeshua, it goes on the whole Jewish people. The Parsha begins, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you too, kisu lachem es hasher hazos, write shiras hazino and deliver the nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. It goes on ksiva sefer Torah. The melech, it says, the melech has to write a sefer Torah. So how do you come to say everybody has to write? More than the melech writes a second sefer Torah. Mishnah Torah says, Mishnah Torah, one interpretation is a second copy of a Sefer Torah that should be so light he should be able to take it with him. Should carry it with him all the time, that the king shouldn't think that he's above the law. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's not talking about Ksiva Sefer Torah, it's only talking about Ksiva Hazino. So that's why it's a problem. Why did the Rambam include this in the Minyan of Taryag? The Rambam has 14 klolim, 14 guiding principles in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs to determine what belongs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, what not. So the first klal is you only include Dinim Deraisa, so you don't include Mitzvahs Derabbanim. Then the second klal, you only include the Mitzvahs that are Noig L'Doris. Then the third klal, you only include things that are Lefi Pshuto Shel Mikra. In every generation, the Rambam says the Chachmei HaTorah, Chachmei HaMasorah can darshan the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah, and every generation come up with new dinim. They don't have to have a tradition. You only need a partial tradition on Gzeirah Shavah. Everything else, you don't need a tradition. So how can you say there are only 613 mitzvahs? In every generation, they're going to come up with new mitzvahs and new mitzvahs. So the Rambam says there's 613 lefi pshuta shal mikra. So this is not lefi pshuta. This is clearly not lefi pshuta. That's a problem. Why did the Rambam include it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? Is a problem. There are a lot of problems with the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs, Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam writes that this mitzvah, writing Sefer Torah, only applies to the men. The women are not mechuyev to write a Sefer Torah. So it's usually assumed in earlier generation, they assume the reason why, because the Gemara says in Gittin Daf, Memheim Beis, if a woman writes a Sefer Torah, it'll be possible. Because in Chumash Dvarim, Darshan Smuchim. So it says, Okshartim Lo Sal Yadecha, Vahayir Tatovas Bein Anecha, Saftam Al Mezuzes Beisecha Bisharecha. So only one who is mechuyev in Tfilin can write a mezuzah. One is not mechuyev in Tfilin, we Darshan Smuchim, one posted next to the other. So whoever's a bar kshira is able to write the mezuzah. And Sefer Torah for the mezuzah is assumed to be the same din. So a woman is going to write a Sefer Torah, is going to be possible. So how can you say women are mechuyev to write a Sefer Torah? If they're going to write it, it'll be possible. But you say women are mechuyev in mezuzah, so how does she get that? She has to get a man to write the mezuzah. Woman's going to write the mezuzah, it's going to be possible. Some achrenim even hold the woman can even put up the mezuzah. You need a man to be kaver the mezuzah. Pashtus says we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. But there was such an opinion that if a woman hangs up the mezuzah on her own house, that it's not kosher. It has to be put up by a man who's a barkshir. So why can't, so the Shagasari doesn't understand the Rambam, why can't you say that women are mechuyev in Ksiva Sefer Torah? They have to commission a man to write the Sefer Torah on their behalf to fulfill the mitzvah. When you're going to say Milsa Diyo Lamotze Avi Shaliach Lamotze Mashvei, can only appoint the shliach if you yourself can do it yourself. If you'll write the Sefer Torah, it'll be possible. So if you'll appoint a man to write the Sefer Torah for you, so how can it be? How can you appoint the shliach if you can't do it yourself? So the Shagasai is not happy with that. He doesn't think the Rambam is right. He thinks the women should be mechuyev in ksivas Sefer Torah. What's taka the beer in the Rambam? Why does the Rambam hold that women are not mechuyev in ksivas Sefer Torah? So the Beis Halevi has a famous essay in Chelek Aleph. He says, whenever the Torah gives you a mitzvah and it gives you the reason next to the mitzvah, then even the Chachamim agree Darshin and Time Nikra, that the reason regulates the application of the mitzvah. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. The Tanoim had a machlokes. It says the king, the melech, is not allowed to marry more than 18 wives. That's how we paskin, kahena v'chahena. He's not allowed to marry more than, it says, v'layasir as levavai. So one Tana is of the opinion that that's the reason for the din. Layabil anashim v'layasir as levavai. So if the 19th wife was the valedictorian in Beis Yankif, the biggest tzaddikus in the school, so what could go wrong? He marries the Rebbetzin. He marries the biggest tzaddikus in the world. So one Tana is of the opinion that it's mutter, because since the Torah wrote the reason, so whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the yisa doesn't apply. So we don't paskin like that because we read the pasuk differently. We read la'yabel anoshim semicolon. You're not allowed to marry more than 18 wives, even if they're all tzadkonias. La'yasel zavav, not allowed to marry one wife if she's doesn't seem to be religious. He's not allowed to marry. That's not the reason for la'yabel anoshim. There's a semicolon and that's a separate prohibition. But here the Torah writes the din kisvah lechem asashira. And the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is v'lam des b'nei Yisrael simu b'fiim. Everybody should have the Sefer Torah in their home. They should be able to learn from the Sefer Torah. So the Beis Halevi says that since women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, so they're not mechuyev in ksiva Sefer Torah, because the Torah gives the reason. You have to write ksiva Sefer Torah in order to have the Sefer Torah. In other words, you should have a Jewish library. You should have a Jewish library. In the days of the Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Jewish library consisted of the Chamishim Chamishat Torah. That's the whole Jewish library. There were no Nevi'im and Ksuvim, there was no Mishnayos and Gemaras.
And they're not chayav to know their own halachos?
They're mechuyev to learn their halachos, but they're not mechuyev to have a Sefer Torah in order to have the ability to learn all the time. They're not mechuyev to learn ba'asmada. They have to learn their halachos, and they'll go once in a while to a shi'an and they'll know all halachos. But the obligation to write a Sefer Torah is in order to have it available all the time. There's a machlokes achrenim. What's the purpose of writing? What's the nature of the mitzvah? Not what's the purpose, but what's the nature of the mitzvah? Let's say I write a Sefer Torah, then I donate it to the shul. And then I move to a different country. I move to Eretz Yisrael, and I don't have access to the Sefer Torah anymore. So is the nature of the mitzvah to be marbe sifrei Torah in the world? So there should be more sifrei Torah, that the Torah shouldn't be forgotten. So if I donate it to the shul, matov, wonderful. But he's saying, no, the nature of the mitzvah is v'lam des b'nei sol. You should write a sefer Torah that it should be in your apartment, that you should have access to it all the time. You donate it to the shul, so you just killed the mitzvah. It's like you wrote a sefer Torah, you ripped it up, you burnt it, you just destroyed it. So you're not yotzei the mitzvah. You can give it on loan maybe to the shul, but if you give it away by matana, so the Pischi Chu in Yeridei has this machloikas. So the Beis Halevi thinks that the pasuk says v'lam des b'nei yisrael, the purpose of writing the Sefer Torah is in order to have it available all the time. You should be able to learn. So since women are potter from Talmud Torah, so that's the real reason why the Rambam thinks that the women are potter from the Sefer Torah.
And if you don't use it to learn, even though you could, it's good enough?
Yeah. You have a Jewish library. Jewish Publication Society in Philadelphia always declares, I think, Parshas Vayelech is the Shabbos of the Jewish library. They encourage everyone to buy their books. They're happy Kursusha books. They wanted the Rabbinical Council of America to endorse their English translation of the Chumash. So they happened to collect the letters of Rabbi Soloveitchik after he passed away. Someone collected all the letters. So he sent a letter, Rabbi Soloveitchik sent a letter to Rabbi Teddy Adams. I think he must have been the president of the RCA at that time. And he said, tell the Jewish Publication Society why we're not going to use their translation, and don't beat around the bush. Tell them because it's full of apikursis, and it's not in, according, not in accordance with the tradition of Orthodox Judaism. So this is the big mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Sefer Torah, and he told the Levim, "Samta Moshe b'tzara Rambris Hashem b'hoi Hashem b'chol yeid." They should take his Sefer Torah. That's called the Sefer Azara. There was a Sefer Torah that was in the Azara, not in the Azara, it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Oren was. That's called the Sefer Azara. What's the special status of the Sefer Azara? What's the special din? What is that all about? So the very next pasuk says, the Son Rishon Tosis in the first parak in Bava Basra quotes a Rashi. Some hold that you only yotze hakel if you learn from the Sefer Azara as a special status. Tosis also quotes one version of Rashi, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is the Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa. These are the two Kriyas HaTorahs that are Deraisa. Hakel once every 7 years on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, following Shnas HaShemitah, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is the Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa. So the Mishnah says in Saita, the Mishnah lists off all the different mitzvahs that you fulfill by making recitations, saying things, Bechas HaMazon, Kriya Shema, Shema Esrei, Vidi Meiser, Mikra Bikurim, all the different Nesias Kapayim, Duchening. So the Mishnah lists off which can be fulfilled in translation, which can only be fulfilled in the original Hebrew. So when you get an aliyah all year long, you can say that if you don't know how to say Hebrew, you can say the Brichas HaTorah, Shabbach HaBana, Shanasan, I can say it in translation also. But the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and when the Melech lanes Hakel, the Mishnah says the Brichas HaTorah have to be recited in Hebrew. That's a special Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa, those two. So it may appear from the Pasuk perhaps a little bit that Ayichta Moshe HaTorah Zos V'itna Al-Akar and Levi, and he tells them, Santa Motsa B'tzara Rimes Hashem B'hoyev Shem B'chol Yein. This is the Sefer Azar. Then the right next Pasuk says, they should lain Hakel. So it sounds perhaps from the Pasuk that you only yotze Hakel if you lain from the Sefer Azar. That was, that's what Tosis in Baba Basi quotes by the Sugi of Tanakh at the end of the first prayer. Tosis quotes that from Rashi. The Rambam quotes another din that depends on Sefer Azar. When the Melech writes Sefer Torah Shemelech, the second Sefer Torah, whenever you write a Sefer Torah, the Gemara says in Megillah, you're supposed to copy from an already existing Sefer Torah. That's the proper practice. And the minig is that the Sofrim say the Pasuk by Pasuk, they say, they recite the Pasuk before they copy it over. So the Rambam quotes at Tosefta in Sanhedrin, when you write the Sefer Torah Shemelech, you have to copy from the Sefer Azara. As if to imply that you're copying, so that Sefer Torah Shemelech also has the status of a Sefer Azara. You can also use that for Hakel. Maybe that's what it means. The Melech can use his Sefer Torah Shel Melech for Haka because it was copied from the Sefer Azara. It has the status of a Sefer Azara. Anyway, that's the Rama quotes that Tosefta. Are there any other special dinim that are given to the Yom Kippur with the Hakel is not so clear? Tosefta quotes it from Rashi, and they're not so convinced that it's so. The Rama quotes his Tosefta. Is it really Me'akev? Then Sefer Torah Shel Melech should be copied from the Sefer Azara. It may not be Me'akev. So Al Pidin, what is the special role of the Sefer Azara? Is there a din that everybody agrees to? Special din of Sefer Azara. So Rav Soloveitchik quoted this as Sifrei on the posting Ma'ona Elokei Kedem, that in the days of the second Beis Hamikdash, it seems, there was a suffix what the correct reading should be. Should it be Ma'on Elokei Kedem or Ma'ono with a hey at the end? So they looked in the Azara. There were three Sifrei Azara. Two out of the three had Ma'ono and one had Ma'on. Ubitlu Asa'echod Bifnei Hashnaim. So they said, we're going to go Basarayv. So Rav Soloveitchik asked, why don't they check all the Sifrei Torah in the whole wide world? Well, they only checked the three Sifrei Azara. So he said it would appear that the Sefer Azara has a special status al pi halacha to preserve the correct text of the Chamisha Chumash Torah. So whenever you have a suffix of what the correct reading should be, so you concentrate on the Sifrei Azara.
When did this happen where they had to check? Like when was it where they had to check the Sefer Azara?
Sounds like it was during the Bayesheni period. It doesn't say when, but it sounds like you got the impression that it was sometime during the Bayesheni.
And when, like, where did the other two come from? If Moshe wrote one of them, like, where were the other two Sefer Azara?
Could be the one that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was lost over the generation. They had others that were copied from the one that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote.
Why would you say that's a din of rov? Don't we say kokvuk
nesal nesadami? It's an interesting question. Tosis and Nozir daf yud bei such a kasha. We have a din that if you have yavish be yavish, chad betray is bottle. So they ask Akasha, how can you have one tray for salami get mixed in with two kosher salamis, and you took off all the labels? They look the same, they taste the same, you can't tell the difference. Two are geshochten and one is nevela. You don't know which is which. So the din is a chabit tray is button. Yavish be yavish chabit tray. So they says, why don't you say kol kavua kamachza machza dami? So they says, it's only kol kavua if the miyut is nika bim komo. Here it's not nika, you don't know which it is. If I wanted, there are 10 people across the street, 9 are Jewish and 1 is a guy. I want to shoot the first one. I want to kill the first guy. So the Yadim warned me, don't shoot the first guy. The odds are 9-1 that he's Jewish and you're going to be Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, Kol Kavua Kamachza Machza Dami is considered 50-50 and it's Hasra Sofik. So I'm not Chayiv Misa. Why is it Kol Kavua? Because we'll walk across the street, everybody knows who's Jewish and who's a guy. The Miut is Nika Bim Komo. So because it's Nika Bim Komo and it's standing still, it's not moving, so it has Hashiva, so you say kemachza machza dami. But if the miyut does not nika bim koma, then Tosfos says it doesn't have the status of a kavua. That's what we spoke about the other day, that the Prima Gordon quotes Akasha, when we'll move back to Eretz Yisrael, they probably observed Egla Rufa once in the history of the world. The Gemara never says there never was an Egla Rufa in the history of the world. One Tana says there never was a Bayis HaManuga, one Tana says there never was a Ben Sora Mora, one Tana claims there never was an Ereni Dachas, but no one ever said there never was an Egla Rufa. So if you have an Egla Rufa, so the Nachal Eisan is also to plant there. So where is the Nachal Eisan? So we forgot. So you shouldn't be allowed to plant anywhere in Eretz Yisrael because Kol Kavua Kamachza Machza Dami. The Nachal Eisan is not moving anywhere, it's standing still. So the Mistama, the answer is, that's what some of the boys say. Mistama, the answer is, that's not called Kol Kavua. Stationary is not, it has to be the Miyot, it has to be Nika Bim Komo. So there's nobody alive today who remembers what's what. So it's not called Kol Kavua. So you go Basar Rav. Rav of the Necholim and Eretz Yisrael are not Nachal Eisan. So these are the two mitzvahs that you have in this set. You have the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, that's problematic. Why is it counted as a mitzvah? It's not at all. If he pshutu shal mikra. The drush of the Torah Shavalpeh. Then you have the mitzvah of. Then Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Sefer. Chumash says he wrote one Sefer. The Midrashim say that he wrote 13 Sforim. Where did they get that? In the Chumash, it only says that he wrote one Sefer. Where did he come up with the idea? The Midrashim say the day that he died, he completed 13 Sforim. He gave 12 to the 12 Shvatim. And the 13th he gave to Shevet Levi, Santa Masa, Besad Aram Bis Hashem. The 13th has the status of the Sefer Azara. Where does it say 13? So the Mevorshim and the Medrash say that just like there's one Tana in Masechet Shabbos who establishes that there are 39 Avos Malachas, because you take the Chumash from the beginning of Bereshis till the end of Le'eni Kol Yisrael, you add up how many times does it say Malacha Malachas Malachto, so it adds up to 39. There are more than 39, so there's a big Machlag Zarishanim, which ones are you not counting? It's a whole discussion. But the Gemara claims one Tana says there are 39. Somehow it is a cloud. Which ones are different shitas and Rishonim? Which malach and malachtas you're not counting? So that's one of the midrash atar in the drashas. But we count up how many times the word appears. Like how do you know that you need three hadasim? There's a machlokes hatanoim and it's fake at a dinner whether you need three hadasim or it's good enough with one hadas. If you only have one kosher hadas, you don't say a bracha because of machlokes. Why do so many tanoim say you need three hadasim? Because the word appears three times, anaf, eitz, obus. So the word appears three times, so you need three hadas. That's considered one of the midrash atar in the drash. So here, the word Torah and Sefer appears 13 times in the beginning of Ayelech. Kisru lechem es hashir azazlam and eitzol simu b'fihem. They add up 13 times, so that's how the midrash got this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the 13th Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Azara, at the time on Maimon HaSinai, there was a Geirus of Klal Yisrael. So they had a lane from Sefer HaBris, the end of Parshas Mishpatim. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu read from the Sefer HaBris. All the dinim of Geirus are learned out from Maimon HaSinai, but the Sefer HaBris we don't do. When we have a Geir today, it's a private Geirus. It's not the national Geirus. If you have a national Geirus, you would read a national Kabbalah Sadar. You would require a Sefer HaBris. So the Sefer HaBris, on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Sefer HaBris was from Bereshis till Yisrael, from Bereshis till Mishpatim. That was the Sefer HaBris. At the end of the Aboim Shana by Midbar, that the whole Sefer Torah was written, so it says, V'ikhalas Moshe Lichtos Kaltiv HaTorah Zois Ad Tumam. He wrote everything from the beginning to the end. Then he tells the Kohen of Bnei Levi, V'santa Moshe V'tzad Aram V'is Hashem V'ayosham V'chol Yein, that from now on this is the Sefer HaBris. It used to be the Sefer HaBris was from Bereshis till Parshas Mishpatim, till Yisro Mishpatim. Now the whole Chamish Chum Shetera is the Sefer HaBris, and that's why the Gemara says that for Kriyas HaTorah, let's say this week is Vayelach. So why do you have to have a whole Sefer Torah? It's so heavy. Why don't you just have a cloth that has Vayelach? The answer is just have Vayelach. That's called Kriya Bal Peh. You have to have a Sefer Sholem. So Sefer Shalom is Dvarim is a Sefer Shalom. Why do you have to have such a heavy Sefer Torah? Why don't we write Bereshis separately, Shmo separately? So the Gemara in Gitna, in Perik Hanizok, and Gemara raised the question, can you lain from a Chumash? Chumash means Chumash Dvar Malon, written on Klaf. Ke'ech Sefer Torah doesn't have all the Chamishu Chumash Torah, only has the Chumash Dvar. So the Gemara says, Mepnei Kovet Atzibo, we don't allow it. What do you mean Kovet Atzibo? So the Pashto says that Kavod HaTzibur means the bris was made with the tzibur. There was no bris made with Yechidim on the Torah. Bris was made with the tzibur. So the Kriyas HaTorah of the tzibur, when a Yochid is learning, so you can learn from a Chumash Dvarim alone. But when the tzibur is learning Kriyas HaTorah, they should learn from the Sefer HaBris. Sefer HaBris is the whole Chamishu Chumshe Torah. Originally the Sefer HaBris in Parshat Mishpatim was only from Bereshis till Mishpatim, and at the end of that Boim Shana it changed. Now the din, from now on the din is that the whole Chamishu Chumshe Torah is a Sefer HaBris. Where was there again a Kabbalah Sator idea at Tzibur? So he said on Purim Kima V'Kiblu, after the Nes Purim there was a Kabbalah Sator idea at Tzibur, so they needed a new Sefer HaBris. So the new Sefer HaBris was the Megillas Esther. We lain from the Sefer HaBris. That's what the Gemara says, if you lain B'tzibur, Megillah Aksuva ben Aksuva, Minat Yotze. Why? Because the other, Tehillah Mishle'iv, Sheh Hashem Ruach Kohelet, all the others are not Sefer HaBris. Only Megillah Esther is Sefer HaBris. So that's called Yesek Natal Domi. Since you put together in one volume other Svarim with the Rambam writes like that. If you have this Machlokes HaTanaim in the first Perek and Bava Basra, I permitted to do Bikri Chachas Tornavi Maksuvin. So one Tana holds you're not allowed to. We Paskin, you are allowed to. So the Rambam writes, we allow it even though you can't lay Kriyas HaTorah for not Sefer Torah, because it has with it Nevi Maksuvin. So we say, yes, it cannot hold on. The Nevi Maksuvin are not Sefer HaBris. Only Chamishu Chumshe Torah, the Sefer HaBris. So So we say yes, it can also dumb. Since it's all bound together, it pulls down the status of the Chamishul Chamshei Torah. It's green mitor chaksav, but it's not a sefer abris because the others are not. So that's what the Gemara says. Benegayt to Megillah haksuvim ben haksuvim. If you have tila mishle iiv she'ashirim, you have all the ksuvim b'kricha achas. Then the Gemara says you cannot lay b'tzibur because you have to lay b'tzibur just like kriyas ator b'tzibur has to be from a sefer abris. Kriyas ator all year long. So kriyas Megillah has to be from a sefer abris. The reason why they needed a new sefer abris. Because it was a new Krisis Bris on Kabbalah Torah on the occasion of the Nes Purim, so they needed a new Sefer Bris. So that was the Megillah Esther. Divrei Shonah Be'emes, the Gemara says Kamito Shal Torah, like the real McCoy, just like the Sefer Torah is a Sefer Bris, Hamishu Chamshei Torah, so to the Megillah Esther is a Sefer Bris. So these are the two important mitzvahs that we have. The last two mitzvahs, 6:12 and 6:13, the mitzvah Hakel. In the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah Sefer Azorah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that became the Sefer Bris. The Haftorah comes from three different parts of Treyosa. Treyosa Pidin is one Sefer, but it's from three different Nevi'im. The way it's printed in the Chumashim, the first part is from Hosea, middle part is from Micha, and the third part is from Yoel, so it's out of order. So the Gemara says you're allowed to lane from different Nevi'im and Treyasar, but you have to lane in order. Hosea, Yoel, Amos, Abad, Yoel, and Micha. Micha comes after Yoel. How can we have it out of order? So many people will lane it in order. They'll lane first Hosea, then they'll lane the third part Yoel, then they'll say Micha for the end. They'll end off with that. Moshe Feinstein, in his Tshuvas, gives a different suggestion. He says you don't say all three. You say two out of the three. You say Shuva, the first one is from Hosea. Then, depending whether you're laning from a cloth, you're laning from a printed chumash, will determine whether you should lain from Micha or from Yoel. But he says you don't have to say all three. If you're laning from a cloth, so Hosea or Yoel, one next to the other. So that makes sense, lain Hosea or Yoel. If you're laning from a printed chumash, then you can say Hosea Micha. But if you're laying from a klaf, it's going to be quite a roll to go from Hosea, Yoel, Amos, Abad, Yoel, and Micha. So it's going to take too long to roll till Micha. That's what Moshe's suggestion. If you're laying from a printed chumash, he just signed the first two, Hosea and Micha. If you're laying from a Navi, from a klaf, he say Hosea and Yoel, because they're near each other. But I think most people laying them in order. They just read the psukim in the correct order. That pasuk is in the Haftarah Kachu Tzom, that the Gemara quoted that pasuk. You have to be mekabel the tainus in advance. If you fasted and there was no chiyuv deraisa derabbanan and you weren't mekabel the tainus, there was no neder tainus, then you accomplish nothing. Yeah, just like a korban, you have to be magdish the korban in advance. So to over here, you have to be mekabel the tainus in advance. Gemara says you have to be mekabel the tainus mincha before. It's not enough myrif because you're going to fast in the morning. The night before the tannis is also considered part of the yom tannis. You have to be mekabel tannis the mincha before, provided you daven mincha before the shkia. If you daven like the chassidim 2 hours after midday, you daven mincha at 11 o'clock at night, then it's too late to be mekabel tannis.
What if somebody makes their kabbalah tannis with a nether? Like 2 weeks ago, he says, if I get this. You know, if this bad thing happens to me, I make another, I'm going to make a tithe.
Okay.
So would that work even though it's not the
mincha
before?
Yeah, yeah, we makabel bahab on Shabbos, even though it's way before. We're going to fast, the first ton is going to be on Monday, makabel tithes on Shabbos. It should be at least in advance, yeah. That is okay. And I say for Chuppas Chasanim, which was written, I think, in the 1500s, he suggests that when you get married, those of you who are not yet married, those who get married, you should be mekabel tainus in advance. He discusses, is it necessary to be mekabel tainus in advance? Because the Gemara said, if you fast without a kabbalah tainus, you accomplish nothing. The Haftarah has the famous pasuk in the Shama, Farim Sifaseinu, that we pay up. Even though we're obligated to bring a lot of karbonis, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're unable to. So by reciting the psukim of the karbonis, ma'ala ani alein, kilu hi krivum. That's how the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Megillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, is going to give them Eretz Yisrael. So he asked, "Bamo eda ki irashenu." So the Poshib Shat is, how do I know you're going to keep your word? Maybe you're going to double cross me. Poshib Shat and the Bamo eda, how do I know you're going to keep your word? So it's a chutzpah. So the Gemara says that that's not what it means. That one medrash says like that, that he was punished for saying Bamo eda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yodaya teda, I'm going to punish you. Your descendants are going to have to go to Golus Mitzrayim. Was a punishment because he said Bama Eda. But the Gemara in the last daf in Megillah, the last Talmud base in Megillah, the Gemara has a different shot. Bama Eda ki Rashanu, what special mitzvah should we be careful with in order that we should have the right to run the government in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, so the pasuk says Chali Yeglim Shaleshes means B'schus Hakrovas Hakarbonas. So that's all it says in the Chumash. So then the Gemara adds on more to the conversation. But it doesn't say in the Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu. So Avraham Avinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is Nicha B'Zman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim. So we'll be able to bring Karbonas B'Zman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, like 1948. There's no Beis Hamikdash, so you can't bring any Karbonas. So what right do we have to Balabataba over Eretz Yisrael? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, this already doesn't appear in the Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, let the Jewish people recite the Pesukei HaKarbonos and Mala Ani Aleihem Kilu Hikrivim. I will consider it as if they brought the Karbonos. So that's based on this Pesuk, and the Shama Farim Sif Asenu. We will pay up by lip service, by reciting the Pesukim, we will be Yotzei the Chiyuv Karbonos that we have. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maril has a suffix. Is it sufficient just to say the Psukim, or do you have to say the Mishnah, the Torah Shebaal Peh also? Like you recite every day the Korban Oila, Oila Satamid, Korban Ilach Milish, Eriach Nechoich, and so on. So do you have to say the Mishnah Dalid, of Oila Kodesh Kadoshim? Is that part of a Neshama form, so saying, or let's say you say Ktoris? You read the Parshas HaKtoris. Do you have to say Pit HaKtoris, the Torah Shebaal Peh? Also, is it enough to say the Torah Shebichsav? So the Maril is Mesupik about that. Maybe the reciting of that Mishnah, Oilu Kodesh Kadoshim, maybe the reciting of Pit HaKtoris is part of the din of a Neshama form, so saying. Maybe it's not enough just to say the Torah Shebichsav. Maybe I have to say the Torah Shebaal Peh as well. We usually assume that the reciting of the Mishnah Hazel Mekayman is for the purpose of Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. That's Matthias and Kiddushin. First pair of quotes from the Ga'onim. That it doesn't, the Rambam learns shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. If a person works for a living, so he can't learn all day long, he only has 9 hours to learn. The guy works for a living, he only has 9 hours a day to learn. So he says, 3 hours he shall learn Tanakh, and 3 hours he shall learn Halacha Psuka, 3 hours he shall learn Gemara. That's Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. Until he reaches a point that he already knows everything is just chazering, then he says you can chazer Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no need to keep on chazering the Torah Shebichsav. But the Rambam learns that Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, that the learning should be balanced. He should learn a little bit of everything, and he should grow in everything till he knows Kalat Arikula in a balanced fashion. Some people are experts in Noshim and Ezekin, they don't know anything about Or HaChaim. Some people are experts in Yerideya, they don't know a word about Choshen Mishpat, Eben Ezra. Some people are experts in Eben Ezra, they don't know Yerideya. So you're supposed to have a knowledge, a general knowledge, a balanced knowledge. That's how the Rambam learns. This is quotes from the Goyim, a whole different shot. Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud is a din of Kviyasitam Latur. Supposed to be kavei itim latar every day to learn at least a little bit every day. So that it's not enough just to say mavasedra every day. Every week you should be mavasedra every day to finish by Shabbos. No, every day you have to learn a little bit a shmek tabik, a little bit shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. The whole thing only 15 minutes. 5 minutes this, 5 minutes that, 5 minutes that. And then the rest of the day you can learn whatever you want if you have time to learn. But Tosis learns from the Goyim, it's not a din that the learning, if you have 9 hours, it should be 3 hours, 3 hours, and 3 hours. Just a din of Kriyasitim Latur. You should learn a little bit of Tanakh every day, a little bit of Halacha every day. Mishnah means Halacha Lamais, and a little bit of Gemara every day. Then the rest of the day, you do your work. The rest of the day, you learn whatever you want to learn. You can concentrate whatever you want. So that's what the Goyim say. That's what Ezel Mekayimen is all about. We say Birchas Hater, then you say Recha Hashem Yishmerecha, and you say the Korbanos Psukim from Chumash, the Shlish B'Mikra Tanach, then Shlish B'Mishnah, you say a whole Perik and Mishnayis Ezel Mekayimen, then you say Shlish B'Talmud, you say the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, that's considered the Torah Shebal Peh, even though you didn't say anything. Just say what the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash is burned. Then the rest of the day, you learn whatever you want to learn.
I mean, in Birchas HaTorah, don't we also have Mishnah and Gemara and Pesukim right there, right after you make the Bracha?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That would do, accomplish the same goal?
Probably would, yeah. Yeah. But the Goyim singled out. The Goyim are the ones who picked on Ezel Mekayimen. They said Ezel Mekayimen. Abba Drum points out Ezel Mekayimen is a unique perek, has no machlekes. I think it said there's only perek in Shisha City Mishnah, it doesn't mention any machlekes. Okay, not all the dinim are muskim, but those who disagree are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Mishnah does not have any machlekes. The Brises already say that not everyone agrees to all those dinim. There's a famous pasuk in the Haftorah, in the end of Hosea, the last pasuk, Yisram Dach Hashem, Tzadikim Yochavam, Afoshim Yikol Shluvam, the Dach Hashem are straight. And the Gemara has the comment, Moshe Lishnei Be'yodim Shachlu, the Pesach, they both ate the Korban Pesach. The Tzadik didn't stuff himself on Erev Pesach, and he eats the Korban Pesach Hatayov, and so he's Yotzei the Mitzvah in a proper fashion. And the Rosha was fressing, he was gnashing all day long. When he eats the Korban Pesach, he doesn't eat Litayoven. So that's the Pesach goes on them, Tzadikim Yochavam. They do, both of them do exactly the same thing. They're both eating the Korban Pesach, but the Tzadik ate it, Litayoven, Tzadikim Yochavam, Ufoshim Yikol Shluvam. So that's all discussion in Tosfos. I mean, the guy who ate it, and it's Achila Gasa, so he's not Yotzei. He's not Yotzei the Korban Pesach, or it means it's not Yotzei Bishlei Musai. He's Yotzei the Mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa. So Tosfos has a whole discussion. Maybe the two different kinds of Achila Gasa. So this line is a famous line. The Nadi Behuda ended off a tshuva like this. Nadi Behuda, at that time, every Jew, when I was growing up also, and every Jew in America didn't have his own lulav. The shul brought one lulav, and the rabbi brought one lulav and an esrog. So the balabatim would all take turns using the rabbi's lulav or the shul's lulav. By the chassidim, they all wait after after chazaras hashatz on the first day of Sukkot, because everybody uses the rebbe's lulav. So it takes hours. The rabbi's makdan the lulav, matan las lasa, he gives it back and forth. There are a few hundred chassidim. It takes a few hours, so there's a long pause. In between, they didn't say Kaddish Tiskabel. You don't say Kaddish Tiskabel till after Halal. So it takes a few hours in between Chazaras Hashatz, and it's a little ridiculous. Anyway, but in Europe, the meaning was everyone was Yotze with the rabbis, Lulav and Esrog, not like the Chassidish Rebbe, because they didn't have their own. They couldn't afford it. They weren't available. So everybody was Yotze with the rabbis. So the Nadi Behuda gave his Lulav and Esrog to one of the Balabat, and he started singing the Shem Yichu, Kud Shebrichu. So he says he wants it back. He doesn't give his lulav to chassidim. He's opposed to chassidus. So he writes that it's keneged adin to say hinin imuchan mezum and lakai mitzvahs lulav, because the Gemara says tamal the shmonkoi. Everybody knows that when you shake the lulav, whenever you do any mitzvah, you're doing it to shma. And if you make a declaration hinin imuchan mezum, you're demonstrating that you don't believe in what it says in the Gemara. That's tamal the shma. So it's apikiris. And you're not allowed to. So he quotes this pasuk. He ends off the tshuva. Tzadik nisham dachay Hashem. Tzadik nivochavam. V'chassidim yikosh levam. That's how he ended off. So the printer changed it, and the printer changed it. He changed the word chassidim. He put in ufoshim yikosh levam. So the Nadi Behuda was angry at him and said, "What did you do? I took poshim. I made him into chassidim. You took chassidim. You made him into poshim." But that's he was so sharply opposed. He was a relative of the Baal Shem Tov. They lived in the same village. Before the Nadi Behuda was the rabbi in the big city in Prague, first he was in a little village, and the Baal Shem Tov was there in the same village. They got along well together, but he was opposed to that. He wasn't happy with the whole movement, with the whole Hasidic movement. Other famous psukim, the pasuk that Tashlich is based on the pasuk. Tashlich Solosyam Kol Chatoisam is the pasuk in this Shabbos, the Haftarah of this Shabbos. How does it say? Mikel Kamach Nosi Ob Mirov HaPesha, the Sheris Nachalosai. What do you mean, the Sheris Nachalosai? So There's a Sefer Taima Dvaira, by Moshe Kudavero. He was from the Mekubalim in the 1500s in Tzfat, close with the Beis Yosef. So the whole Sefer is to explain Yud Gimel Midas in this pasuk Mikel Kamocha. So he interprets the Sheres Nachlosa like Sher Basar, like a relative. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our relative. He's our close relative. That's why he takes care of us. We are banim lamakim, im kibanim, im kabanim. We are banim. There's a machlekes satanaim, machlekes in kedushim, and they are abuda. Are we nekraim banim only when they're osim etzonu shalmakim, or even when they're osim etzonu shalmakim? So machlekes satanaim, shayla how we paskin. So the Mishnah Melech has a sefer parashas drachim, which is all essays of drush, beautiful. He quotes agadotes, very beautiful style of drush. So he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells a story. The Apikorus asked one of the Tanoim that the Ribbon Shalom is a Kohen, as it says in the Chumash, Ikhali Truma. Obviously, he's a Kohen. So when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikurosa Bagai, so Kohen has to become Tahar. So how is he Mitire himself? Mimada Bisholomayim, the Pasuk says in Yeshayim, Mimada Bisholomayim. Who can measure when the Baruch Shalom goes into the river? There's no river big enough for the Baruch Shalom to go into. Is that going to be Toivel in the Mikvah? So the Tana answered him, Kol Asher Yovah Ba'esh Tavir Ba'mayim Metohir. The highest level of Tahara is to go through fire. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Echlohu, so he has Tahara that's better than a Mikvah of mine. And I got it, you have to understand what it means. So Toises asked the Kasha, why was that Apikoros asking, how did the Baruch Shalom Metohir himself? Why didn't he ask, how was he Metami himself in the first place? To bury Moshe Rabbeinu. A Kohen is not allowed to be Matami to Mason. So Tosis Zin says, no, that we are born in Lamokim, we're one of the Zayin Krohim. So the Kohen has a mitzvah to be Matami to the Zayin Krohim. He's allowed to be Matami to the Zayin Krohim. So the Mishnah Melech picks up on that and he says that Tchiyas HaMesim is going to be done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asar HaZabon Shalom do Tchiyas HaMesim, he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to be Matami. So the Pashto says that it's Bikuach Nefesh. No. Pasha says that Koch Nefesh. Tosis in there, the Bab Metzia talks about that. There are different opinions. Who is Eliyahu Hanavi? No one knows exactly what Shevet he belonged to. Some say Pinchas Eliyahu. He was from Shevet. He was a Kohen. Others say every Shevet claimed he was from them. Eliyahu Atishbi, every Shevet claimed he was from them. He's a mysterious figure. We don't know exactly. So Tosis asks, according to the opinion, that Pinchas Eliyahu Navi was a Kohen, so how is he Metami to the mace? No, in Tanakh. He was Metami to a mace. So Tosis says it was Bikuach Nefesh. He brought the mace back to life. Elisha was Mechaya two mace, and Eliyahu Navi was on Mechaya one mace. So Tosis says that he was it was Bikuach Nefesh. If he said Pikuach Nefesh, there's no kasha. How did Rabban Shalom do? How is he going to do Tchias HaMesim? How did he do Tchias HaMesim in Yecheskel? That's almost a Yveshus, and Rabban Shalom made a Tchias HaMesim there. But that was the Mishnah Melech in the Drush Sefer. So he says, must be that the Rabban Shalom was a Korav of ours. But who were the people who he did the Tchias HaMesim on? They were Rishoim. The Gemara says, different opinions, who were they? One opinion, they were Rishoim. So you see that they were banim lamakim even when I know some tzanu shalmakim. Very the drush is very questionable because you're only metami to the zayin krovim in order to bury them. Not allowed to be metami to the mason after they're buried already. After the kohen already buried the zayin krovim, he has to stop being in contact with the mason unless it's for the purpose of pikuach nefesh. Okay, so then you hope pikuach nefesh is deicha. So that's the comment of Rav Moshe Kudavero. He says, Sheris Nachlosai, he thinks that that's Pshat. Sheris Nachlosai means that we are Sher Bosa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abaye was an orphan. He was raised by, his father died before he was born, mother died at childbirth. The Gemara in Kiddushin has in the sugya of Kibbut Aviyem, Abai says how fortunate he was, he never had the challenge of observing Kibbut Aviyem because his parents died before he ever knew them. His mother died at childbirth. So some claim that he was raised by Rabbah. Rabbah was his uncle. He used to call him Nachmeni. So some say Rabbah bar Nachmeni. Rabbah's father was Nachmeni. So some say Abai's real name was Nachmeni. He was named after the grandfather, father's father. But they called him Abai because Abai, I think Rashi has Abai is the Rosh HaTevis. Asher b'chol Yerucham Yosem. That's in this Haftarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the has Rachmanis on all of the Yisam. So because Abai was a Yosem, so they called him Abai. Others say no, his name was Nachmeni, but that was Rabbah's father's name, Rabbah Bar Nachmeni. So he didn't want to call him by his father's name. It's an unusual name, so he called him Tatanyu. He called him Abaye. Abba means my father, so he called him Tatanyu because he had the same name as his father. But on the side of the Gemara, sometimes they have on the margin of the Gemara, they quote this: Abai is a Rosh Tevis, and the other pshat that Abai is Abaye. Yeah, a lot of famous psukim. The Rambam writes that when a person does tshuva, v'yoyed all of yadei talumas, the Rebbeinu Shlom has to testify in him that he's not going to repeat this avera again. So how do you translate the words in the Rambam? V'yoyed all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will testify about him. The Chovos HaLevavos raises a question: if a person does tshuva and he commits himself never to repeat the avera, and then he does repeat the avera, a year later he repeats the avera. So these say it's a glory milson and afraid that his tshuva was a fake. But he say no, the tshuva b'shaita was good, and it's a new story now. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Chovos HaLevavos. Chovos HaLevavos says it's an aver mikanel habor, the tshuva b'shaita was good, but the Rambam says that Rebbeinu Shlom is going to testify. So Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to give aid to sheker. Rebbeinu Shlom is only going to testify if he really doesn't repeat the averus. According to the Rambam, if the person says vidla and repeats averus, so it's a glod milsom afer that the tshuva was never any good. So others translate the Rambam yoyed all of that der talumas doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu will testify. Yoyed means that bal tshuva will call upon the Rebbeinu Shalom to testify on his behalf. He's so positive now that his tshuva is authentic. He doesn't think that he's fooling himself. He will feel free to call upon the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to testify on his behalf that he's not going to repeat the aver. Because the Rambam quotes the pasuk from the Haftarah, "V'loy namar oyd alakenu lamaisi adein asher b'chol Yerucham Yosem." How does it say? So, "V'loy namar oyd alakenu lamaisi adein." I call upon the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, "Alakenu, you should testify that I'm not going to repeat this aver again." But it doesn't mean that the Rebbeinu Shalom really is going to testify. But Yayid Olav doesn't mean God will testify. It means I should call upon him that he should testify. Question, how do you translate the word in the Rambam? Rav Soloveitchik thought that it meant the Yayid Olav, God will actually testify on his behalf. It says that Haftarah Shuvah you shouldn't give to a child. Even though the minig is children before Bar Mitzvah, a lot of times I used to get Maftar a lot of times in Shul. I was one of the few people who knew the drop for the mafta. I used to get a lot of times. But Shabbos Shuvah is supposed to give to an adult. Okay? What should we learn tomorrow? Talk about Yom Kippur a little bit. I'm not going to go invite them by the conference. There's nobody here. We'll have to figure something out tomorrow. Okay. I'd like you to continue on Baba Kama. The next thing I want to discuss is the basis on Baba Menachem. Lasuya Bar Mizgalgil. Then and on the base there isn't too much more. We got on Vav on the base. We got to go right to that Meitav, the bottom of the Daf. But that'll take a while. Okay, till everybody's ready.
According to the Rebbe, no one what? Ever did tshuva. Not ever. Yes. Because people always keep doing avers.
Yes, that's what he thought. According to Rambam.
We don't assume like that.
He was a very stern person. He had a good sense of humor, but he was
strict.